You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Million miles away, your signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting. Every time that I return, learning to walk again. I believe I've waited long enough. Where do I begin? Learning to talk again. Can't you see I've waited?
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. It's Chris, Marco, Fabio.
What's wrong with you?
Biffle's here again, and me.
Two weeks in a row.
Missy, beautiful.
I think
amazing,
she likes it too much.
She did.
Are you addicted?
I'm addicted.
She's addicted. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like us, follow us, do all those things. Also, download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. The TuneIn app if you have a Droid. And please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. Or email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. What's up, bitches?
Hi there. I'd like to welcome y'all.
What's going on? How was everybody's Easter?
Oh, it's great. I got to eat real food.
Easter.
It was awesome.
Yeah. It sounds like it was so far away.
I know. It was. It was like 5 days ago.
Snuck up on us, too.
I know.
I feel like it's snuck
up. And now
up.
It's like 36 degrees outside.
I know. I can't believe it's fucking April. And I'm freezing right now.
It's
I
so like fucking chill. Cold.
You came in with your mitts. Yeah, dude, I'm cold.
And you kept
man.
Wearing them. You were attached.
You know why? Because I wear, I have fingerless gloves I wear for work all day, and I'm used to it, and I don't even realize I have them on anymore. So it's part of the reason.
But are your hands cold now?
A little bit. I'm cold. I have like a chill going down my spine. I don't know if I'm coming down with something or.
I think it's because you're losing all that weight.
Yeah, that AIDS is really kicking my ass.
It could be just low iron, right?
No. No, I definitely don't have low iron. I'm heavy as shit. I'm filled with iron.
I'm like, all right.
No, I got plenty of iron. Fat, iron, bone, whatever.
What is it if you don't have, if you have low, you're anemic?
Yes.
Yeah, man, I'm anemic. That's why I can't give blood.
Really? Not because
it's not any of the fucking diseases you got. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. I'm disease-free. That has nothing free, to do with it. Damn it.
Or the fact that people might be stupid after they take your blood.
Shut up.
I'd be scared to take that blood. Can you imagine if your life was on the line and the only blood that could save you was hers?
No!
That's nice.
Mark would wake
thanks
up and be like,
that.
Is it a dragon?
That's funny. I was just looking up blood types and who I could give blood to. Today at work.
Who can you blood to?
Busy day at work.
Yeah, no shit. You work at a blood bank or what?
No, we're having a little donation thing at work. But anyway, I was looking at all the people who signed up and I told you their blood types. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty much going, I can save that person. I could save that one.
What's your blood type?
I'm an A positive.
Does anybody else know theirs?
No, I'm O negative.
You can give to everybody.
That's a rare blood type.
Yeah.
He's a rare
person. I only know one
my
other
blood
person
type is
that
chocolate
that.
Milk.
Does that mean you can give to
everyone?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
But you should give
can
platelets.
You receive? You can only receive from O or all?
No.
I think he needs O.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think you're right. It's O.
Yeah, you can only receive.
So you give blood, Bob?
I'm in trouble. I have. I mean, I don't do it
you
regularly.
You should do platelet blood giving.
You do it for the donuts afterwards, don't you?
Yeah. I fucking hate donuts.
I thought it was donuts beforehand.
No, it's after.
They give you juice.
Bagels, donuts.
Yeah.
And they give you juice so you don't faint afterwards.
Yeah. The difference is, the difference is at the sperm bank, they let you take a nap. I donate there regularly.
Do you get money for that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
how
you get
much?
Paid for it. I don't know.
Can you imagine making that easy money?
I would do it all the time if I was a dude.
My dick is raw.
I got a hamper full of socks for them.
Oh, God. Oh. Jesus Christ.
Dude, trust me. Not only will they not take them, neither will a Chinese laundromat. We can't get this Dina.
Remember your bloody sperm?
Yes. Yes.
Ew.
Yes. Yeah, that happened to me. And I talked about it on the show.
He brought the fucking sock in.
We were in my house, dude. I didn't fucking travel with
Wait
it.
Wait a minute. You had... What?
Yeah, I jerked off in a sock. There was blood in my sperm.
Oh, my God.
From your skin being wrong?
No.
No, it came from within.
It came from within.
Oh.
I thought I was dying.
It came from the Vasa.
I was like, I broke it. I finally broke it. That's it. I can't use it anymore. It was so fucked up.
It was so rock hard you could stand it up in the corner.
I thought you were like, it was so raw it started bleeding.
No, God, I'm not an animal. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm not that ambitious. My God. No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had sandpaper mitts. I was going at trying to make
you
a fire.
You had them on earlier.
I was trying to make a fire.
Bloody sperm.
Yeah, it was. I had kidney stones.
Oh, you were passing them?
Well, they were en route. And apparently, when I went to go get checked, apparently I passed one when I was jerking off.
It's skeet shooting.
But it was lubricated, so it came out easy.
Well, it.
How did you not know you were passing them, though? Isn't it painful? Like, period?
Well, it was. I guess I don't know how to say this. I guess the sperm kind of was a little thicker than piss, so maybe it helped get it out without me noticing it as much. But then like a week later, I passed another one in a fucking urinal while I was peeing.
You
that
saw
one
it?
Fucking hurt. Oh, it's pretty obvious.
It looks like a stone.
Like, it's like
it didn't like
it looks like those sticky things that you get if you like walk through a field and shit.
Fuck, are you talking?
Oh yeah, the
about?
Stickers on your yeah. like pants.
It looks
yeah.
nothing like that.
Yeah, it does.
It's like a grain of fucking sand,
dude. But a smaller version.
No.
I've seen a blown up version of it. Yeah, I did. No. I've seen it.
No.
Yeah, it looks like it's sticky.
No, it's a fucking rock. It's calcium. It's calcified.
God damn
it's rock.
It. I know, but it looks like it's
no,
sticky.
No, it doesn't.
It has sharp points.
No,
and shit.
It doesn't.
That's what makes you bleed.
No, it does. Chris, remember when we were in fucking in the OR when they were doing, they were zapping them?
Yeah.
And it's blown up real big on the mm-hmm. screen? Didn't they look like rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't look like sticker bush fucking.
I've seen ones that look like sticker bush
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, well,
things.
Then they weren't fucking kidney stones.
They were kidney stones.
No.
Stupid woman.
Listen, I'm always right, goddammit. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, you look it up.
A close-up, like a microscopic
yeah.
version?
Yeah, I was looking it up before.
Why?
Because I had a boyfriend that was having trouble with it, and I was like, oh, I want to see what these fuckers look like.
SpongeBob? Like, that's fucking...
Got it? Oh.
Shit got weird.
I was just thinking.
Yeah,
like,
they all look different. Some look like rocks. Some look like they have different versions: agony, pain, misery.
Yeah, that's their technical.
So,
name.
But the first one you didn't know. You didn't know you had kidney stones. You just knew because there was blood. And then
right.
the second one was painful.
Yes.
And there was only two.
I'm glad. I was hoping it wasn't more.
What causes kidney stones? Like. Do you,
caffeine,
like,
stress, the way you eat.
Oh, man. I better calm myself down.
Yeah, but you guys...
caffeine is like a big
for you
thing.
Guys, it's like shooting a ping pong ball out of a fucking...
What makes you think that?
Because your vaginas are big.
Because they're tiny. They're tiny. They pass through your urethra. I mean, your urethras are bigger than ours.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Ours are shorter than yours.
Shorter, but they're wider, though.
No, they're not.
What do you mean, no, they're not? We're completely different. Why? Do you have a dick, too?
No.
We know the answer to that
but
question
our pee
already.
Hole, but our pee hole is small like a man's.
No, it isn't.
It's maybe it's a little bit bigger.
Okay, then end
That's
of story.
It.
So stop saying we're the same.
We
I
might,
just said that.
We might create bigger stones, though.
I doubt it.
I think
you guys break bigger stones.
Oh, man.
I can't look up any more of these.
Well,
vagina!
I don't...
Yeah, so why did you have questions about my bloody sperm?
You're not sick, so that's good.
Yeah, I know. I was
just,
hoping
was
I wasn't
just
dying.
Kidney stones.
Remember when we interviewed Jim Norton? We talked mm-hmm. about that, and he's like, "Well, it's good that it wasn't coming out of your ass." I was like, "Oh God, I wanted to throw up." Bloody sperm coming out of your ass. Nasty.
Ew, like a mucus. Out of your butt.
That's so fucking trifling. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's pretty much what you guys just said. Ew.
It was right.
Well, can we change the topic?
Yeah,
then?
Let's change the topic. Let's talk about the fucking murdering cop in North Carolina. Ooh. So you guys finally saw the video?
Before? I just watched it.
What
did
you think?
That is, it's ridiculous, and it's sad.
Cold-blooded.
And it's cold-blooded.
Yeah, it was cold-blooded murder is what it is. That guy should go away for a long
That's
time.
That's clear cut right there,
There's
man.
You can call whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, put whatever spin on it. That was murder. There was no reason for that action at all.
Absolutely not.
I mean, he would have been better off hitting him with his cop car.
Yeah.
Honestly, he would have been better off doing that. That
would
have been a hell of a nice video.
He was like 15 feet away from him, if that, too, when he started shooting him. Like, he didn't even try and run after him.
It's like 22 Jump Street.
Is there, like, a story behind it all, officially?
He owed child support. He got scared. He ran.
But, like, that's all real?
Yeah.
But, no, it's fake.
Well, I don't know, because he tried to grab
the taser.
That's what they're saying, but
I didn't see that in the video.
Yeah.
But it's not like, sometimes I think with like everything that's going on in the world, sometimes that these viral videos have potential, not that it is, to be fabricated.
Absolutely.
That's all.
I didn't see any CGI.
So I didn't know if there's...
There wasn't a Death Star in the background.
It doesn't... Yeah, but we didn't... No, I didn't... Not CGI, but, like, was it staged that there was a kid taping? And not to say that it is.
But
I don't
why would you
it.
Think of it as staged? Everyone on this planet has a cell phone now.
I know, but it's just because like of the sensitivity of what's going on, do they recreate like a scene?
Did you see all those videos that they post on Facebook every day?
I didn't hear anything about it yet. I'm just hearing about it now.
All those videos people post about what cops are doing all across the country.
Cop Block. It's like a group.
There's one. I saw one where this black kid, he's a college student, was walking through a park. And he was on his cell phone, and they were just cops, like, patrolling the area. This was in the daylight, too. And they just tried to fucking – they wanted to basically, like, I don't know, interrogate him, ask him questions, like, what was he doing there?
Right.
And he was like, nothing, I'm walking.
It's like higher learning, man.
Well, they fucking end up, like, beating the piss out of him because they say he was resisting arrest. He was holding on to the rail. He's like, I didn't do nothing. He kept screaming.
Oh, I saw that.
I didn't do nothing. And his friend was there. He was taping the whole thing.
I saw that.
And I'm like, what are they doing?
And they were like, listen, man, he didn't do anything. And they're like, get away.
You can upload right from there.
And he's shaking. And yeah. I saw that. He's shaking so bad.
Or that big fat dude that they choked out on the concrete. He ended up dying.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're not allowed.
So what do you think is going on in the world today? Like,
I don't think they claim that there's a psychological evaluation to be a police officer.
Right.
I think it should be like a yearly test because I think some cops probably lose it on the job and don't realize it.
I think there's validity to that for sure.
And I really think some cops shouldn't be cops. Actually, most cops shouldn't be cops.
Cops that go into it for like
we're gonna need
power,
cops for cops now.
Like yep. Yeah. Like for a power thing or something like that. But if people want to make
peaked
a difference.
In high school, Rob Lowe would be a cop.
That's exactly
jocks, ex-jocks.
Yeah.
As soon as the football shit dries up, I'm going to be a cop.
Yeah, let me go like.
I got the physical attributes because apparently for some reason these assholes think that being big and bulky automatically means that's the perfect kind of cop.
No,
well,
that's not
obviously
true.
Not true. I mean, look at Jonah Hill. He's a doughy motherfucker.
He is doughy. He is a doughy mustache. Yeah. But most cops do. Isn't that like the thing?
Did you see how turned off she was when she had to say that? Doughy section.
That. Whatever.
She was all grossed out.
A fat boyfriend. You'll see. My next one's going to be super fat.
Prove us wrong. Yeah. Prove us wrong.
How about really, really fat?
I want to
really,
see,
really, really fat.
I want to see you rolling up with like Biggie Smalls.
When he gets out the car, my car like shuffles.
He'll be able to come with.
I'd be like,
don't wear those leggings.
Oh my God. Oh, someone on Twitter saw them in real life.
Biffle, Kim. What do you think of her ugly ass Biggie leggings? Don't even fucking sit there and tell me.
Tell the truth.
I wouldn't wear them.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
she wouldn't.
I said. I wouldn't wear them.
Oh, I thought you said you would.
No, but they're missy.
Exactly. They're missy. She makes it sound like it's a fashion statement across the
world. I've actually only seen her wear them once, and it was a day we went to go fly
care,
kites, like over a year ago.
Okay, back
up. I remember when.
Oh, we had so much fun.
We did have fun.
You should have tied those Biggie leggings to the kite.
She built her own kite.
Yeah, well, you know, she actually has a master's degree in technology class.
We actually
put that on my resume.
You should.
Master of kitery.
Yeah.
Kitery.
I'm going to really make one. I really am.
We're doing it.
It's happening.
God damn it.
I'm going to tweet it, too.
I want to see it go up in the air.
I'll make it happen.
Fucking right. My shit flew fucking high in the sky. Little pumpkin flying in the air.
We are going to make kites. Whole weekend, make kites and go fly them.
How do we go from Biggie leggings to kite making?
Because the last time I saw her wear her Biggie leggings.
You guys were flying kites. I got that. I got the segue. Yeah. I'm just saying, like now it's like a topic now, building kites.
It was Dom's birthday and it was Biggie's anniversary of his death.
Ah.
Boom.
And we watched a child run into a lake.
It was fun.
That was a good day.
It was a good day. Kite flying rules.
All right, Ice Cube.
Shut up. So anyway, back to race in America.
Beep, blop, blue, blop.
I think that white people need to stop being afraid of black people. That's what I think. I think that that's, I think that that's a problem, and I think white people need to stop being afraid.
Ah, black man! Ah!
Missy out. But don't you agree with me? Don't
Are you think afraid of them?
No. I love black people.
You're She's white. All...
What'd she say?
She's not scared of black people. She's scared of fat people.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She hates fat, not black.
No, but I think a majority of white people are afraid of black people, and they're afraid to admit it.
From all races, all ethnicities.
You're anesthetist now?
Whatever. But anyway.
Ethnicities.
Ethnicities.
Esthetician.
There you go. Kitetician.
It's a skin doctor, isn't it? An esthetician?
I think it's somebody that esthetized you. An esthetician.
My girlfriend's an esthetician.
Yeah, it's like they put you under.
So not a doctor.
They put you under.
So it kind of goes hand in hand with like skin
That's
color.
That's not what an esthetician does.
What is skin? It
do? Skin doctor.
Let them work it out.
The skin doctor's a dermatologist. An esthetician works
Stupid bitch.
Don't play that.
I thought it didn't bother you anymore.
Oh, a dermatologist.
No. It doesn't.
You're an idiot. Esthetician does makeup.
No, it makes you go to sleep.
Skincare?
An esthetician makes you go to sleep.
Is that the difference?
No, someone needs to put you to sleep, like yesterday.
I just remembered what it was.
You're past your prime.
Anesthesiologist.
What the?
That's why I shouldn't talk.
So wait, I never really thought this before. So a dermatologist and an esthetician go hand in hand. Kind
Not
of like
necessarily,
a,
no.
Well, what about like a psychologist and a psychiatrist?
My girlfriend's
going to
text
thing?
Me in like 5 fucking minutes with
oh,
the goddamn.
Sorry.
No, with the fucking dictionary version. She works for, she's a skin care coordinator at her doctor's office. Okay. And her other job is she works at a spa. I'm not even going to say what she does because I already know the jokes are going to come flying out.
She gets facials?
She gives them.
Yes.
No blood involved.
No blood involved. No, she wears safety goggles just in case. She looks like Walter White in a fucking yellow suit. I'm ready.
Huh. Why the fuck are we talking about estheticians?
Because of ethnicity.
Yeah. I said, oh, what are you, an anesthetist now? And then you were like, they put ethnicity. You to sleep. They put you to sleep. You kept saying it over and over.
I was so fucking
Dumbass.
Wrong. I was like committed, though.
Yeah, you were committed. You should be committed.
All right. So anyway, back to race in America.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get back to that.
What do you guys think? Do you think white people are afraid of black people? Are you guys afraid of black people?
It depends. If I'm in Camden at night, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
but I'm afraid
I should
of
be.
White people in Camden,
I should
too.
Be. I should be because a lot of people get fucking mugged in Camden.
Are you afraid of white people as well?
It depends where I am.
In Camden at night.
I don't see any white people in Camden. Usually they're working at the hospital or they're cops. Which I would be afraid of.
Okay, there
I'd
you
be
go.
Afraid of the cops, yeah. Actually, no, the cops are kind of cool. They let you run red lights.
You'd be surprised how many white people there are in Camden.
I wouldn't be because now they have that whole waterfront thing.
No, I'm talking.
Like junkies.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, they're all over
sense.
The place.
That makes sense.
They're all fucking over the place.
That makes total sense. Junkies everywhere.
You should be more scared of them than you should be the black people who live in Camden.
Fucking right.
Because those junkies will fucking stab you for a dollar.
I'll tell you what. I don't have to worry about it because there's no reason for me to go to Camden. That's all I need. I don't fucking... I think the whole thing's fucked up. Yes. Is there a race issue for some reason involving cops? Absolutely. I don't deny that. It's weird. It's like if a black man goes like nuts or berserk or it just does something like just weird... Everybody draws guns and starts shooting.
Yeah.
If it's a white dude, he gets wrestled to the ground or he gets tased. And then it's like on America's Funniest Home Videos. Like nothing happens to him, you know. But if it's a black guy and he sneezes wrong, he gets shot 42 times.
Yeah.
You know, like the dude that went to get his wallet that happened in New York City about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. Black dude went to get his wallet. He got shot like 40 times by like six cops.
Why was he getting his wallet?
They stopped him. They were like,
oh, gotcha.
And he went to go get his wallet. They thought he was going for a gun, and they just shot him. They didn't even like, I don't know. And like somehow that's justifiable. I don't understand that.
I don't think it's justifiable.
If anything, what they should do is nobody should have guns.
I mean, I don't agree with that.
No, but what I'm saying is that's the only way anything's going to get solved if nobody has guns. Because no one's getting shot if nobody has guns. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's an impossibility in this country. So if that's the case, then there's nothing you could do. I mean, unless cops can't carry less lethal, you know, bullets.
I mean, the tasers, but.
Right, but they don't always work. If someone's high on PCP, they may not even fucking feel it.
Pull it right off.
Right, exactly. I mean, they might snort it, you know. But I don't know. There's really nothing you could do. I think that maybe they should start, and this is going to sound fucked up because it's going to sound segregated, but maybe in a predominantly black town, they should have predominantly black cops. I mean, maybe that would help. Maybe black cops won't shoot black people as much as white cops will.
Because
it seems like white cops, it's like open season all year round for white cops, no matter where you go. There's always an issue. You can fucking find millions of videos on YouTube or whatever of white cops, you know, fucking killing or hurting, you know, black people for nothing. Most of them are for nothing, you know?
So, I mean, that video, that was for nothing. That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. That's I don't know.
That's cold-blooded murder.
Yeah.
That's straight-up murder. Cold-blooded. He's definitely going to go to jail for that.
He's already in jail.
No, but I mean for, like, the rest of his life.
Well,
I don't know if they'll put him away for life.
For first degree murder?
Yeah, they might, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. I don't know the laws.
I think North Carolina has a death penalty, and he's not going to get that, but I don't see him not getting life.
Why wouldn't he get the death penalty?
Because he's a cop. He's never.
I don't see them getting a cop. No cop will ever get a.
Yeah. A cop could literally slice a baby in a million pieces and he won't get the death penalty.
That's weird.
Well, cops are like fucking untouchable almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
because they're supposed to protect and serve us. They're supposed to be like our.
Yeah, who is he protecting by shooting a guy in the back?
Nobody.
Was he protecting the tree he was about to bump into?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, what?
I mean, the guy still had a fence he had to jump. Like, didn't he foresee that?
I wouldn't even have pulled the cop or the gun out. I would have fucking crossed my arms. I got to see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched this guy try to make it over this fence.
Like, if he can climb that fence, fuck him. He can go.
Exactly. Like, he deserves it.
That's what I mean. And then the other cop was so close. The other cop was there so quickly as well. So it's like, what were you freaking out for? Why'd you shoot him six times?
He's the only one that knows that answer.
Because he's a racist piece of shit. That's what it seems like. Yeah.
I think so.
It seems like that. Straight up, it seems like he just wanted to kill somebody, so he did. Like, I wonder if he killed anybody else before.
I'm sure they would have known if he did.
I don't know. I'm going to look into his fucking life.
Yeah, Missy, you're...
Yeah, do the research.
Yeah. If nobody else found it, I doubt you will.
It sucks for, like, people like that who give the reputation to all cops now and all white cops, and because there are cops that serve and protect.
But let's be honest, though. It's true that only bad cops get publicity. You know, you never see... I mean, every once in a while you'll see a story.
Right, but whether he's white or black, it's not that. It's now that cops... In particular now, because you have this one bad cop, human being.
But is it one bad cop? Because it seems to be happening. Ferguson.
Yeah,
all
because
that.
Media brings it to light. This is happening every single day.
Right.
100 times over.
But it seems
every
to be
city.
Getting worse. Like, it's just getting worse.
Because people are riding on it. They're like,
I get that you're afraid for your life. But that's,
I mean,
I thought
that guy
that's
was not afraid for his life. It was
no,
very clear.
But you don't know that. He could have been. That's why I said I think they need a psychological evaluation, because if you have like adrenaline pump and you're afraid for your life, even though there's not really a threatening situation going on, and you like just go blank and start shooting people, you shouldn't be a cop. Those are the people. You have to remember that you're wearing a badge. I don't think these people remember when they draw their gun. I think they forget and they think it's okay to shoot whatever they want.
I agree with you.
I mean, the town that I live in, about 20 years ago, you remember the cop that shot the kid because he had a fucking toy gun?
No, he had a knife.
Oh, he had a knife. Yeah, that's right.
He was coming at him with
but
the knife.
But he was a kid. He was a little kid. He wasn't a fucking adult.
I agree.
You know, you can't fend off a kid with a knife. You have to shoot him in the chest?
Yeah, I agree.
Come on. Bunch of pussies, really. What happened to that football? What happened to playing football? You can't tackle anymore? That's what I was saying. The jocks that want to be cops. They can't tackle people. They have to shoot them.
I think this cop was like, had like a Napoleon complex type of guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's why he became a cop, because he was like 5 foot.
You know, fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
He's still around.
He's still a cop?
Yeah.
Is he still in the same town?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to tell me his name.
Oh, you're talking about someone in particular? I was so confused for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take much, sweetie.
Well,
that's the world we live in right now.
Yeah, and it's fucked up.
I mean, it is shitty for the good cops. Yeah.
Well, it's really shitty when someone really does need to protect the situation, or may, you know, and it just so happens to be white versus black, black versus white. It's just unfortunate because stuff does happen every single day in every huge city.
I'll finish what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just trying to make a point.
All right, he's racist. This motherfucker is racist.
Okay.
All right, it says... Slager was named in a police complaint in 2013 after he allegedly tased a man for no good reason before slamming him to the ground and dragging him. At the time, Slager was searching for a suspect who was described as 5'5". He was in the search for a 6'3" tall African-American man. Whatever. Then he said that he...
Get chill.
Then Slager was cited for failing to file a report after an African-American woman called police because her children were being harassed.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah. He's only been a cop for 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, he's racist.
Why does it make him racist?
Because, hello, did you just hear me?
But these cops are working in black, predominantly black towns.
So I mean, move.
You're going to have...
Yeah, it's so confusing to confuse someone who's 5'5 with somebody who's 6'3 when their skin's black.
I mean, that's a good point.
Is it dark out? Just asking a question.
Listen,
that's a profile question. If,
then they need to get their depth perception fucking checked.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe he's just fucking stupid.
He's not. Well, then maybe he shouldn't be a cop if he's that stupid.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot of people out there that should not be cops.
Yeah, there maybe should be better criteria on their hiring.
I'm going to say he made a bad judgment call there. But shooting the guy in the
back. I'm not standing up for cops because, you know what, they think they're above the law. The majority of them think they could do whatever they want. They can drive home drunk. And they just pull their FOP card or their badge, and they're
like,
"Yeah,
but they're just bad people."
Yeah, but there's even people that aren't not necessarily bad people that still break the law that they are trying to uphold, which drives me nuts. They're hypocrites. They're all hypocrites, all of them. This has nothing to do with shooting people. I think all cops are hypocrites. I really do.
I mean, I don't agree with that.
Some level, they are. They fucking, you know, they think because they're cops they can speed when they're not in the cop car. Even though in the cop car they do too, without the sirens, and I'm like, really, dude? We all got to get somewhere, you know? You don't have to drive up the shoulder like an asshole.
Regulating.
It's a fucking excuse. Because you know why?
Because
I'm not a bad person. I can tell you right now, if I was a cop, I'd be doing the same fucking thing. The shoulder would be a new lane for me. Maybe the sidewalk, depending how I'm feeling.
I get what you're saying, though. I do. Because it's like that whole do as I say, not as I do type thing. And you're right, like, conversations that I've had with cops and like white cops, black cops, everything, they've driven drunk.
Exactly. Sped.
Well, they're human beings all the same. It's not like.
Right. But
okay. What happens when you kill somebody? Like somebody just got three cops just killed somebody because they were driving drunk and he got away with it.
There you go.
2 years ago. He got away with it 2 years ago because of paperwork. And he didn't get charged. He was right back on the job.
I mean, that's our law that's messed up, not our, like, not a single person.
What do you mean by it's our law that's messed up?
Like,
what do you mean by that?
If they can just fill out paper, however it works, I don't really know.
Well, you got off on a technicality.
Right. But there's, I guess, it's, yeah, I don't know. I personally feel for anybody, not just cops, but anybody that's put up against, like, if you are a good person, you're a good cop, but you're given a bad name because of some asshole
that goes
and shoots somebody in the back. Like, that sucks because there are cops out there that do good.
Sure, there are, but at the same time.
But they're still human, so it's like, I speed, and I don't think I'm a terrible person, but I still
speed. Yeah, but you ain't a cop.
I'm not, but I still would preach, don't text when you drive, but I still text when I drive. It's like, you know, we're human
again,
beings.
It makes more sense. It's funny. Don't text when you drive, but cops have fucking laptops in front of them when they drive. It's amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing to me. They don't even have a text-to-speech option.
They're playing on Facebook.
While they're 85 miles an hour, they're playing Tetris. Beep, boop, bop, boop, boop. Like, fuck off.
I just think there's good people and bad people. Good cops, bad cops.
That's what everything.
Yeah, that's what everything. Unfortunately, there's way too many bad cops out there. Way too many. She's laughing. Was your dad a cop or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you bang a cop?
No.
You date a cop?
No.
Are you RoboCop?
No. I actually tend to see the good in what's supposed to be good.
Okay. So you're naive also.
Well, no. I try to go through life more positive than negative.
Hey, just because there's negative shit around doesn't make you negative. Just saying.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to live in a world where if...
You already do. Don't even finish that. You know why? You already do. And the only reason why you don't realize it is because besides the media helping disguise everything, you're already wrapped up in your own world to be too preoccupied with the shit that you're worried about. Because it's there.
Listen, you don't like cops and you're going to say that, but if someone's breaking in your house, you're going to call 911.
No, I'm going to grab a gun.
But you just said that you don't think anybody should have guns. I'm confused.
No. I'm saying, like,
good
for instance,
point. I like your point.
For instance, in England, it's actually maybe even still to this day, the cops don't have guns.
Okay.
Not as many cops kill people.
Do they have the right to bear arms over in England?
I think with a certain permit or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not like here. Like, we're the only country.
We're animals, man.
Right.
America's
we're the only
animals.
Country on the planet that has the most gun deaths per year. And by far, there's no comparison with anybody, including fucking third world countries.
That's culture, though.
Yeah, but my point is like, you know, it's it makes it even worse when you have bad cops there, too.
I
see
agree with that.
Yeah, because they're contributing to a bad culture. Because
they're supposed to be like our fucking saviors and shit.
Yeah, and they're not. They're fucking, you know, they're rogue.
I wouldn't go that far.
Listen, there's a lot of cops that have their own fucking agendas, man.
I'm sure there's bad cops. I'm definitely
positive. We know cops. I know cops, and I think they're great people. I'm just saying, in general, I think there are a lot of cops that are dirty. And I don't mean like dirty, like taking pays from the mafia, that kind of, I'm talking about, you know, they got their own fucking law up here. Like, they don't give a shit about what the rules are. They do. For instance, people that shoot unarmed people. Why is it necessary to shoot unarmed people? Why am I even being questioned about that? That's wrong.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wrong. You shoot at them if they're shooting at you or if they have a gun in their hand. That I understand. Even without them shooting, I get that. You know, or even if they're just trying to run you down with a car, mm-hmm. you can shoot at them. Fine. But they're running away from you. What are you shooting them for? Are you an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that, but you're applying it to just cops. That could be
No, I you're taking it that way. I just said.
That seemed like the point.
No. I just said. There are a lot of cops that are dirty, that are bad. I didn't say all cops.
I agree
cops,
with that.
But I didn't say all cops.
Majority of.
Do you see any hero cops in the fucking world news? No. You see
that's
dirty
the choice
cops.
Of the news, though.
That's the media. The media is bullshit.
I get that. But honestly believe that there aren't as many heroic cop stories as there are bad cop stories.
Of course.
All right. So am I saying that's wrong? That you don't agree
but,
with.
You
there
don't,
isn't
you don't,
because
there
you
isn't.
Don't, well,
you don't
no, I
so?
Know. I think there is. There isn't.
They
like
just don't talk
it's not
about
a physical story.
That's
on
not
the
true.
News.
Everyone loves a hero story. Everybody loves a hero story.
Yeah, but you
story.
Have to seek out a hero story.
But why?
Because that's media.
Every time,
that's the culture of media.
A dog saves a puppy from a burning, or a guy saves a cop saves a puppy from a burning building. He's all over the world news.
Because it probably became viral on the internet.
But
if searching
I've never
for
seen
things like that.
But I'm saying if
nobody gives a shit if a cop saves a puppy from a building. People give a shit if a cop shoots somebody who's unarmed. Mm-hmm. That's what sells. Mm-hmm. That's what gets clicks on the internet. That's what gets
people
watching
like
TV.
Violence.
Yes.
But that's what's wrong with our culture right now.
Yeah, that's
and that's
what's
why
wrong
we're
with the
having
world.
The conversation right now is because Listen. We want to look at all the negative. Media wants to look at the negative. We buy into it. We talk about it. And
it's 2015 and we're still having like fucking civil rights problems. Really?
Yeah. It's
Seriously,
messed up.
It's fucked
like
up.
Really?
But
and it's mostly
media.
Police officer related.
Because media makes it out
whatever,
to be that way.
Even if there was no fucking cameras or camera phones, it'd be in the newspaper because someone's going to report it. It's like you get to see the video live on TV or whatever, but that doesn't make it any less, you know, worse than it was like 30 years ago when you know, racial tension was supposedly worse than now.
I mean, racial tension feels like it's like stemming up to be bad like it was in the past.
You know why? Because the 9/11 mm-hmm. bullshit's wearing out. It's wearing off. Yep. No one cares about terrorism anymore.
No.
You know, I mean, even after the fucking Boston Marathon bomber, you know, that shook everybody up, brought people together. But now that guy, the other guy's dead. This one's probably going to be sent to death, hopefully.
Yeah, his guilty verdict.
They better get that
guy.
One right. They better get that one right.
Dude, don't be surprised, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get the death penalty.
You know
I
what?
I wouldn't be surprised. But
worse if they don't.
Right.
They should live in misery.
I don't agree.
That dude, the rest of their life.
You think he's going to live in misery? He is in his own cell for 23
hours. Yeah, he gets 3 hot
mm-hmm.
meals a
day. He will not be put out in gen pop.
That's fucking, that's hotel compared to what he deserves.
I mean, I don't understand jails. Or, like, I don't know what
they're
like.
3 hots and a
They should have taken
really
him right from the courthouse to the fucking electric chair.
They What they should do is put him in a fucking skirt and throw him in a gen pop.
Yeah.
Honestly, put it, you know.
They're going to say that his brother influenced him, blah, blah, yep. blah.
That's what they said,
yeah,
but
that's all they need.
That's not an excuse. He's not a fucking child.
No.
He's not a child.
I think they should kill him.
Absolutely. And, yeah. I'm sick of this whole bullshit method of lethal injection. I need to
it's
see a firing
to be
squad.
Human. Like it's
honestly,
humane or
what,
whatever the fuck.
So was it humane for the 8-year-old kid that he blew up? Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what
I
mean. Put him in a fucking in a metal room
well,
and throw a grenade in there.
Where is he getting charged at? What state? Massachusetts, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
No, Boston Mars. Yeah.
Wait, do they have the death penalty there?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Is there different death penalties in different
states?
Yeah,
like Texas has the chair still.
I don't think they have it anymore.
They got rid of it.
I think so, yeah. The last person to get the chair was, what's his name? The Unabomber.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the chair is not really an option anymore then, I guess.
Or was
it's
it Ted
just,
Bundy?
It's lethal injection.
One of them
got yeah, lethal injection. Somebody just had a firing squad, too? Somebody just got killed by, yeah.
Not in this country.
Yeah.
Firing
what?
Squad?
Yeah.
I don't hear that.
Yeah.
Marco.
I just, yep.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
What's a firing squad?
That's where, like, a bunch of guys with guns point them at you and shoot when they yell fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so you don't know specifically who killed and whatever. There's, like, a whole...
People,
somebody
I've never even heard of that.
It's a
why does sentencing somebody to death have to be humane? You're
yeah.
killing somebody. Why does it have to lethal injection? Just fuck it. Break the guy's neck.
Get a guillotine.
Yeah,
I want to see
cut
that.
His head off. Hang him.
Like
hang
they did
him,
with
like
Hussein.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with the families more than it does the person.
If that was my 8-year-old kid,
yes,
trust me, I would want to be the one to do it.
No, there'd be no... I will tell
I know,
you,
I understand.
I will tell you right now, there would be no way if that was my child that I wouldn't have made it into that courtroom with a gun and
the
shot him in front
though.
Of everybody.
Oh,
like Sam Allen, the time to kill.
You're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been like Sam Allen, the time to
kill.
I would
have done the same
yep,
fucking thing.
Absolutely.
I would have found a way to get a gun in there and I would have blown that dude to pieces in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. Just totally shot
2009
him in the
face. Was the last firing squad. In 2015, they're allowed to do firing squad if the lethal injection drugs are unavailable. That's only in Utah. It's the only state that will allow that.
Oh, Utah's not even a real state.
Because
they're not even real
they
people.
Do
they're Mormons.
They want
yeah. They're so crazy there, they actually want more than one wife.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want 7.
What? I want
sure.
7 different headaches.
Yeah.
They're weird.
I got 99 problems and a bitch is 7 of them. Yeah, fuck that, man. Nah, it's just, it bothers me to see this kind of shit. You know, every once in a while you see something like, yeah, it's, you know, look at all the stuff that's happened because of poor decisions that cops have made. You know, like the whole riots in what was it, 91? 91, 92, whatever it was.
Oh, with Rodney King?
Because they beat the shit out of Rodney King.
Yeah, I mean, was it necessary to do all that shit? Like,
no.
Honest to God? It's like a sport to them.
Yeah, once you get him on the ground, it's time to stop beating him, you know?
Come on. I know he's a big dude, but there's 6 of you.
Yeah, well, they figured out that they were just all racist pieces of shit.
But that's my point. Like, you know, OJ walked because of a racist cop.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's... I don't know. It's ridiculous. If black people were smart, they'd just be like, you know, hey, he's
we
in the
KKK.
We need
to start a positive news channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck with that. It'll be gone in the zero month. Ratings. Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
And that's why I've said to you.
I would want
to
see it.
But that's why I've said to you in the past, Missy, this is the dumbification of our world. Because people are drawn to reality shows and negative news.
I agree.
Nobody cares anymore about the opposite. Nobody wants to see it. It's boring to
them. The majority doesn't, and that's what the problem is.
And you know what? The media is doing it to distract everybody.
Exactly.
Remember
what
you said? Oh, I don't want to live in a world, and I didn't let you finish. Yeah. You'd live in that world because the media is distracting you to not even notice it.
And that's okay because I am different, and I want other people to be different. I believe that there are other people in the world that are. I feel like there'll be an enlightenment at one point in my
Wait, what are we talking about? You lost me.
Like, I'm not racist.
Oh, no, no, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one's calling me racist.
No. Uh-huh. I'm getting to a point. Uh-huh. I believe that there are a lot of people that are. A lot of more people are than they're not. And
absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
But there's people like me, and there's people like other people that I know that aren't.
Were you about to say me?
No. But there's people that will hopefully rise above it and then raise their kids to be better people and then make this world
better. It's not the young generation that we're worried about. It's the older generation.
This cop is 33 years old and he's doing that.
But you know what, though? This is in North Carolina. It also depends the state you grow up in.
And
the further south you go,
matter,
I agree with you, but it seems like the further south or southwest you go, the more racism there is.
The Confederate states are still very proud.
Yeah.
They're very proud.
But we still live in a world where the generation where racism was very present still is alive and very part of, like.
It's alive and well.
You know, they're not dying off yet, but give it another 50 years and then.
Yeah, when I'm dead, then it'll be over.
Well, we'll
apparently
be.
Racism will die
hopefully.
With me.
No, but hopefully, because what if you breed? And then you raise racist children. And then it's the cycles all over again.
Whoa.
Not you in general.
Oh, I was going to say.
Not.
I'm a grand dragon now all of a sudden?
But like, do you know what I
dragon?
Mean? So then these people will raise their kids to, you know, you're not born racist. That shit's taught to you. So like these people that are.
Same thing with gay.
Oh my God.
Do you know there's 16 different hate groups in South Jersey? 16 different.
That makes me
how many
so
did you start?
One is the
zero, motherfucker.
Like, are they large groups?
One is the Jersey
Jersey. No, it's probably like 20 dudes in a basement fucking jerking off.
There's a couple websites. Yeah, I was reading
that
an article on it.
That just hate people?
There's a KKK around here somewhere. There's multiple chapters of KKK.
That's a joke. KKK is a joke.
Like, it's a joke, but it's a real thing.
It's, like, barely existent. Nobody gives a fuck about the KKK anymore.
I don't know if that's a true
they're
statement.
They're pathetic
I
and
wouldn't,
sad.
I wouldn't be happy to see them walking around here.
No.
Yeah.
I would light them on fucking fire.
They're not as prevalent around here as they
no,
are.
No, I would
yeah, but
not. It's fucking New Jersey.
It's all, everybody does everything through the internet anymore. It's not, you don't have to show up anywhere. You go to a chat room. You know, join a I hate people chat room.
And let's talk about how we hate people.
Yeah.
That's so fucking pathetic.
We need to push the white man back to the top. You know, it's like, fuck off.
No, the white man isn't even going to exist.
I love how they fucking sit there and they act the way they come across. You think that their ancestors grew up here.
Yeah.
Like were born here. No.
No.
The people that were born here were Indians and you killed them all.
Yeah.
Everybody else comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, and we celebrate Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, one of the biggest murderers and rapists of them all.
Yeah. But we celebrate and get like school days
Jesus
off
Christ. We have a phone call coming in, guys.
Hello.
Yo.
Oh.
Yo, yo.
What's up? Hi.
Pedro.
What's up, bro?
What's happened?
I'm sick like a puppy right now. And shit.
Did you call in to talk about racism?
Yeah, I've been listening, talking about the cops and the death penalty and your friend right there that the fucking, she cannot believe there is no Santa Claus, basically. She's like, you know, you're bursting her bubbles that not all cops are fucking good and shit, so she cannot believe that bullshit.
She didn't say that they're all good. She said she believes that most of them are good.
No, but she's trying hard to defend and shit.
Yeah, but Pedro,
I feel
Pedro,
bad.
She's
Can you
white.
Come and give me like a Robin Tug or some shit?
Oh my God, Pedro.
I'm sick, bro.
Drink some soup.
You know. So yeah, yo, you know why in Utah they're gonna do the fighting squad? It's in Utah, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What's happening there right now is that the pharmaceutical companies that produce the lethal injection chemicals,
yeah,
they don't want to do that shit anymore. So they've been refusing to sell it to the states for executions. Oh. And like in Texas, it happened in Oklahoma that they gave some new combination of shit to the guy, and it took him like hours to die.
I heard
shit.
About this.
Yeah.
So that's why they're experimenting with new ways, you know. And then in Utah, they were like, fuck it, fighting a squad and shit, you know. And then it happened in Florida. Like, they tried the electric chair, electrocute somebody, and they had to pull the liver like 3 or 4 times to finally kill the guy.
Jesus yeah, he didn't Christ. Die right away.
You know, so that's what's going on.
Whoa.
Damn, Pedro.
I miss you, Missy. You gotta be. I wish you were taking care of me and shit.
I wish I was too.
You know. Hey, is your friend hot?
Of course she is.
Would you do her?
No.
Okay, so she's not hot.
She's hot. She's just not my. She's like a sister to me. That's fucking gross.
Pedro.
Okay.
Pedro,
if she wasn't your sister or your friend, would you do her?
Pedro, yes. Her friend doesn't look like a whore. she's like, you know, she's nice. She's not a whore.
Does somebody call her a whore or something?
No, but Missy likes to hook up with whores.
Yeah, I like whorey girls.
She likes girls that are tatted from face to foot and are dirty. And look like
not
they live in a
dirty.
Look like
a dirty
they live in a
quality.
Yeah, look like they live in a trailer. They probably were strippers at one point.
I can take you up to the Bronx to Hunts Point, and you can pick whoever you want.
Thank you,
Pedro. Pedro knows all of them.
I'll keep that in mind, Pedro.
You know. So yeah. So and that's the shit. You know. And the whole thing with the video and the cop. I agree. That shit was fucking murder. Not only he shoots them in the back and shit, but then you see him like, because he called on the radio like right away, like, yo, he went like, yo, he tried to take my taser and shit after he called him. He shot him. And then you see him just walking back like nothing, grabs the taser on the floor and throws it right next to him and shit, like to plant the evidence that the taser was next to him.
Yeah, well, guess what? It didn't work.
He got caught.
But that's what I'm trying to say to Mrs. Hot Friend, you know, that what happened was that's the shit that I've been saying for ages, you know, but people didn't believe it. Now that with more video and shit, you know, people are starting to realize, oh, shit, this shit is true.
Yeah.
They pulled me out of a car once to pat me down and shit.
See, but that's my point. There's still the shit ton of racism. That's white cops are like scared of anybody that isn't white.
You know?
It's true, man. I mean I hate to say it, you know, but it's true. It's white cops are scared of any ethnic group. I mean, maybe not Asians, unless they're, you know, they're in a triad or something.
Yeah, or like Indians and shit.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Every Indian's a terrorist. Every Mexican or Puerto Rican's a drug dealer. You know, every black person's
a
gang member
or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And every cop's a killer.
Right. Well, it's true though. Every cop is a killer, pretty much.
You know, you brought it up like 15 years ago. There was the guy that got shot
for his wallet.
That was Amadou Diallo.
Yeah, the guy that was pulling his wallet out of his pocket.
Yeah,
yeah,
41
and
shots.
They shot him 40 times. Yeah. Now what they did was they took the trial out of the Bronx where it happened, and they sent it to upstate New York where it was full of white people.
Yep.
And guess what? Not guilty, all of them.
Of course.
You know, and there was no video. You
right,
know,
right.
And right around the same time was the Luima shit where the guy shoved a plunger up his ass.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And he was like, "It's Giuliani time," and shoved the shit in his ass. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Giuliani's no joke. Man. He was no joke because people don't realize that Rudolph Giuliani literally is the reason why the mob is dead.
Yeah.
It's not Joey Pistone. It's Giuliani. He's the one that had all that set in motion.
And he cleaned up Times Square. All the.
That was.
I was
as
a
mayor.
Big fan of Giuliani back in those days. Don't get me wrong. Lately, he pissed me off and shit.
Well, yeah. Now he seems like a dickhead.
He doesn't know what to do with himself because you cannot be a Republican, run for president, and be pro-abortion and pro-gay marriage. Right. And that's why he didn't go anywhere when he ran for president. So I think what he's doing now, he's talking shit about Obama and whatever, thinking, okay, the only way is that maybe one of these motherfuckers gets me a job when they become president. That's all he can do now.
Pedro, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the fact that Hillary most likely is going to run for president next time out, I think Giuliani would definitely run for president, but he doesn't want to lose to Hillary because he knows he will.
No, the problem is the Republicans have gone crazy.
They're fucking Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you have a guy with some fucking common sense like Giuliani, then they gotta play the I'm an idiot crazy motherfucker if they want a chance.
Right.
I hated Mitt Romney for that shit. Fucking dude, you're smart. Don't play bullshit, man. You know, but he had to go extreme to the right. So fuck you.
Mitt Romney's a fucking crook anyway.
No, yeah. He was a fucking scumbag and shit. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I really wanted
John McCain, before Obama, but then he rolled out Sarah Palin, and I'm like,
fuck this.
I can't do it, man.
Thinking?
Yeah, that's right. That's the only reason why he lost, because Sarah Palin was
running.
That's
100% why he lost. Yeah,
absolutely. Because he was one fucking heart attack away from her being the leader of the free world.
And we would
thank you.
No, it would have been anarchy
no,
across
thank you.
America.
Go back to Alaska and watch Russia. Dumb cunt.
If I ever run for president, now that I can't, but if I ever do, I want Missy for my vice president.
Oh, yeah.
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 She can be my Sarah Palin, and I give it to her.
She could be your Monica Lewinsky. And you could be, what are you, Dominican or Ecuadorian? What is it?
No. I'm Dominican.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. You could be her Dominican Bill Clinton.
That's right. See.
Yeah, Missy.
Oh, my God.
See. I give you shit for your blue dress.
Oh my God.
No, what was so great about people about the Clinton and Monica Lewinsky shit? If you read the Star report, what people, everybody's focused. Oh, the blowjob and he came on her dress and whatever. But bro, people are not focused. To me, what was the real gangster shit? At one point,
he
had Monica on the desk. And he was on the phone with somebody important. I'm thinking Tony Blair, while he was showing the cigar eeping out of her pussy.
Yeah, I know.
That's the man.
That's gangster. That is gangster.
I read the Star report like 13 times. All right.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
That is gangster.
Guess
what I'm doing, Tony?
Like, why are you focusing about the blowjob? The guy was showing a cigar in and out on the presidential desk and shit. You know they smoked that shit afterwards, man. My man.
Yeah.
Bill definitely smoked
that. I smoked the shit out of that.
Tony, remember that Cuban you gave me?
That's being the president right there.
That's true. You know what? Could you imagine if him and Kennedy could go out on the town together? Oh, my God. They come back at the end of the night with AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to see them like just sitting around, just giving their fucking water stories about the all the horse they fucking.
Bill Clinton be like, "How was Marilyn's pussy?"
Some good shit like that, right there. Are we gonna see Mrs. Friend?
No, she's anonymous.
You're so quiet, Mrs. French. You can say hello and shit.
Hello.
Yeah, see, now I'm grabbing my Pedro cock. Thank you.
Creep right out the door.
Don't give yourself any rashes or anything like that.
Well, I'm sick, so it's like, but it makes you feel better when you jerk off and you're sick.
Does it?
It does. You know?
Your dopamine levels go up and all of that stuff.
I mean, and I can play good cop with you. I'll get some handcuffs and shit, you know, and I arrest you, but then I let you go without warning and shit. You know?
I love the good cops.
Oh my god!
You know, I won't shoot you, you know, bullets, but I can shoot you with something else that you might like.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Fucking baby.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for that and a nightstick joke, and I was out. I knew that was coming.
Oh, Pedro!
Pedro, you the man.
Missy, I missed you. I miss Missy and shit. I wanted to take her out for Easter and shit, but
I
she wouldn't let me.
He was trying.
What was he trying to do?
Take me out for Easter.
Oh, really? He wanted you in the bunny position.
I don't know. I hope you feel better, Pedro.
What's that?
I hope you feel better.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it sucks to be sick like a puppy.
Like a puppy.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, so that's what's going on with all this cop and this. What you said about London, that is true. The regular big cops don't have guns. And people don't have guns. And only like SWAT team cops have guns. And that's how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, you know, how it is in Europe. You got people in London listening. Do they talk to you and shit?
Oh, yeah. They talk to us all the time. No, I have no idea, honestly. I don't know who's listening.
We have a guy from Scotland that I talk to a lot.
Yeah, I know, like, in the glory hole, there were a couple of people that they were, like, in Wilson. London and shit. Yeah. We're like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, there's a couple. But
what's that?
There's a couple.
Yeah, we had a guy from Denmark or something, right?
Yeah, like, they can tell all that shit about it. I mean, in New York City, it's so fucking hard to get a gun and private gun. But that's the thing. Like, what happens is... If you make guns illegal, you have to have an aggressive system to take them off the streets, you know, and that's what's going on in New York. That's how Giuliani ended all that bullshit,
right?
You know, so that's why, in a way, it worked. But there were a lot of abuses being committed and shit, and that's the problem, you know. Now you have this fucking guys, and then all over the country, now they got video and shit, you know.
Did you just come or something?
Video and shit.
Nah, so I'm just drinking shit over here.
You should put your gun away.
I feel better.
Put your gun away, Pedro.
What's that?
Put your gun away.
If what?
Put your gun away.
My gun away. I'm not allowed to have guns anymore. They took them all. I don't fuck with guns or the police or anything. I don't want to get locked up anymore.
You go out disguised as a white person when you leave the house?
No. Like, when I was in the Dominican and did all that shit, I'm like, that's it. I'm no more dealing with shit. I you know, don't fucking, you know. That's the thing, Joe. You know, as much as we complain, it's always more fucked up in other countries. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the only reason why it's more fucked up is because, like Missy said earlier and her friend said earlier, that... The media just, I think, makes everyone more preoccupied than actually seeing what's really going on. You know, people don't realize that June 2nd, they could repeal the Patriot Act, some of the parts of the Patriot Act, to where we get some privacy back.
But cool.
Nobody's paying attention to it because they're diverting all that attention away.
No, right. It's coming up for a vote again and shit.
Right.
But,
But I mean, you know, it's that's something.
They're not going to repeal any of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, how can you now? Especially that's probably why they. That's probably that was probably the reason for the fucking. Thanks for the Boston bombing, and now that didn't help from it getting repealed or whatever.
Well, that is the thing. Like, people, they can claim all this shit about terrorism and whatever, but the reason we haven't gotten more attacks since 9/11. It's fucking pure luck. That's all it is. It had nothing to do. I mean, this the intelligence complex, military complex, has gone ridiculous big. But it hasn't stopped shit. It's just pure luck when you think about it.
I mean,
the fucking guy, the underwear bomber, he was flying over Detroit, and it was that his balls didn't blow up. It was as simple as that. The bomb failed.
Yeah, but you know what?
That's why it happened. The Times Square motherfucker, the bomb didn't go off. It started smoking, but it didn't go off. So it's just been lucky. That's all it is.
Honestly, Pedro, the people that work at the airports, you know, a lot of them, they miss a lot of shit. No matter how strict those searches get, they still miss things.
Yeah.
You know? And it's that's never going to change. There's always going to be that one person that gets something by. There's always going to be that one person.
But that's what I'm saying. All this laws, the Patriot Act, all that, all this complex of intelligence, the NSA, the SEX, all that shit. It's all about, it's all bullshit. Because the fucking, the underwear bomber, his own father went to the American embassy in one of the countries in Africa and said, yo, my son is a motherfucker. He's training for terrorism. He's going to go over there and do some shit. And they took his name, whatever, put it in the database, and nothing happened. And then you know what they found? That it was a misspelling and shit. Why he didn't get picked up?
Yep.
And the guy went from Yemen to Belgium to get on the plane to come over here, and it was at the bomb fair.
But I don't understand why you say the Patriot Act is bullshit, though. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize that you could be talking on your cell phone to anybody in the world, and if you say any of the words that are flagged in the system, they automatically listen in on your conversation.
Like Allahu Akbar and Bin Laden is the man.
Great. Hello, now the government's listening to the show.
Thank you.
Can you stop talking, Pedro?
At least somebody's listening.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We got to get the NSA tuning in right now. They're going to call in next. Please stop talking about terrorism.
But that's what I'm saying. We've only been lucky. All this shit. And all this shit came about. Like, Department of Homeland Security. What do? They created this shit so they can put all the law enforcement agency under one roof, right? Supposedly so they can talk to each other. But on 9/11, it was only two agencies that didn't talk to each other. The CIA and the FBI and shit. And then guess what? They create the Homeland Security so they could talk to each other. And what are the two agencies they don't put in the Homeland Security? The CIA and the FBI. Neither of them are under Homeland Security. So it's back to the same shit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, I think it's a lot deeper than that, man.
Well, how so?
Well, I'm not talking about it because I don't feel like disappearing.
No, because that's the thing. People who believe the conspiracy theories and you're actually giving them a lot more credit than they deserve.
Nah.
It's all at the end of the day, it's a whole bunch of guys who are just trying to keep their job in the bureaucracy.
Listen, Pedro, it's not a conspiracy when you have simple, easy questions that cannot be answered. That's
like
not
what?
A conspiracy.
I can answer them.
I'm not gonna talk about it on the air because I seriously don't want to. I don't want to say anything that could get me in trouble.
Damn, now I want to know, man.
I'll tell you like in an email or an instant message or something, but actually, no, I can't even do that.
Never mind.
We're going to have to meet in person someday for me to tell you because there's no way I'll say it. I mean, it just whatever I think, like certain questions I have, they have not been answered. And if they have been answered, they were blacked out in the 9/11 commission report. Why are they blacked out? Because they don't want us to know what the real answer is. Why do you think that is? Because they're hiding something. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Why would they black out the 9/11 commission report if there wasn't shit that they didn't want us to see?
They blacked out a number of the pages.
No shit. I have a copy of it. Half the fucking book is blacked out.
Yeah. There's more that you can't read than you can
exactly.
read.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. They could have made that book a lot smaller by just leaving the stuff that was not blocked out. Yep. So I don't understand. Like, explain to me why they won't explain anything to me or anyone for that matter. Because
what are the questions? I want to know, Missy. What are the questions? Tell me.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know. I haven't talked about it with her either.
I can answer them
for you because I dealt with them CIA motherfuckers. They let us with our dick in our hands.
It's not. It really has nothing to.
Jesus Christ,
like
Pedro.
A Jurassic World over there. No, it has. It's not. It's not really anything specifically with the CIA or the FBI or the NSA. In general, you know, certain things that happen, there's questions there that aren't answered. They give you these bullshit runaround excuses of what happened.
See, okay, I don't know what your questions are, obviously. You won't fucking tell me and shit.
I
tell you this, bro. At the end of the day, bro, it comes down to incompetence. These people get lazy. They don't know what they're doing. Don't get me wrong. A lot of that shit that is going on is big shit. It's real work. The intelligence community, they're the shit into. But at the end of the day, bro, all these people, it's just like cops, man. Most of them want to do their time and go home.
Pedro, tell me, how do you let four airplanes escape without anybody? There's a protocol. If they don't ping back in a minute, it's in the FAA fucking handbook. If they don't ping back to the tower when the tower pings them in a minute, they start scrambling fucking jets.
No, it wasn't like that. That's what you would think. But all that shit, all that air defense after the Cold War, they stopped. They limited a lot of that shit.
No, they didn't.
They actually scrambled jet in Washington, D.C., but they just didn't know where they were going. You know which way they were going? They were going into the Atlantic Ocean. They're like, yo. And then they're like, yo, you got to turn around. It's like, what the f-? Okay, nobody says shit.
NORAD was running a fucking war simulation exercise. All of our jets were already scrambled up by Colorado. That's why nobody showed up.
How the fuck do
the terrorists know how to attack the same day there's a war exercise? What are the odds of that?
I never heard of that one. I believe you didn't read
the 9/11 Commission report. I did. I read the 9/11 Commission report. Dick Cheney testified to this. He was running the fucking drill.
Dick Cheney was running the drill?
Yes, he was running the fucking NORAD drill.
So do you think the government did it? What's the whole...
No, well, listen, it doesn't matter what I think. What I want to know is why the
fuck... I want to know what you think. It does matter.
I want to know why they're withholding information. Why aren't we allowed to see the video of the plane that hit the fucking Pentagon? Why do we see that one frame where it's just...
Maybe there isn't more.
Dude, there's 80 fucking cameras in the vicinity that were confiscated by the FBI. The guy who was head of the fucking Department of Transportation testified that they could not get the videos back because the FBI won't release them. Why? Why can't we see the plane?
I don't know.
We could see the plane hit the towers. They won't have no problems with that, but they won't show us the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Listen, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no legitimate answer. They won't tell you why they won't let us see the footage.
I never heard of that shit. But if it's out there, it's true. You know. But I don't think it was an inside job. I don't think it was. I do think it was Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden. They did all that shit.
Hey, Pedro, did you know that 19 hijackers, did you know that 7 of them were still alive after 9/11 and actually reached out and to media in their countries and said, I don't know why I'm being involved in this? Did you know that?
Maybe people with the same name or some shit.
No,
not the actual one.
The guy. They even showed the updated picture of the guy.
See that I haven't seen. I know that part of the way
I looked into this, man.
Who were the fucking
I read a lot of shit. I read a lot of shit, including the 9/11 Commission report, and I'm telling you, there's so much stuff that they're withholding because they don't want us to know. They don't want us to know. You call it whatever you want. You call it a conspiracy. I don't give a shit. My point is. If you look at history and something happened in history, they normally tell you pretty much from beginning to end what had happened. Well, they're not doing it with this one. As a matter of fact, they're withholding more from this incident than any other incident in history.
More than the Kennedy assassination?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, because the Kennedy assassination, you know, it was just – it's one thing. Now you're talking about a bunch of things into play.
That's why I don't believe a conspiracy or anything like that. Because – and by the way, I think the Kennedy shit was a guy with his dick and shit. But you're giving – if you believe the conspiracy shit, I don't buy it because you're giving them too much credit. You know, you're saying all these questions that, like, apparently these guys were calling the media in their own countries. But do you know that shit for a fact? Or is that something that, you know,
Let me tell you something. What am I giving credit to? You think that our government, that this government is that fucking incompetent that they
yes.
Yeah, you're like that guy shooting a fucking guy
in the back over bullshit. It's incompetent.
That's a cop. That's not our government.
Yeah, like, that's just a that's cop. Nothing. That doesn't even apply. What I'm saying is, if you think that our government is incompetent, then you're the one who drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, seriously.
No, bro, a guy goes into the American embassy. Yo, my son is a terrorist and whatever.
Okay, but that was one incident. Failed. Explain everything else.
What's that?
I said that was one incident. Explain everything else.
There's the Times Square bombing. The same shit. There's a whole bunch of other shit. You know, they're just, at the end of the day, bro, you're giving them, you go, oh, they can pull off 9/11, but they cannot get their shit together about Iraq, unless you think the whole Iraq, the way it played out, was purposely that way, okay. But they couldn't get their shit together in Iraq.
When you get off the phone with us, Pedro, do me a favor. I want you to Google something, okay?
Google what?
Google Operation Northern Woods.
Northern Woods?
Woods, like, you know, like going into the woods.
Well, okay,
I'm sorry. Woods. It's either Northern Woods or North Woods. It's one of the two. But Google. It's an actual classified document that is now unclassified. It was released to the public. It's public record, and it was during, I believe, it was during Kennedy's presidency. Read the actual operation. It's like a bill that was they were trying to pass that our military was trying to have passed. Read that and tell me that that doesn't sound familiar.
But does that have to do with 9/11?
Yes, very much so. And it also has to do with Pearl Harbor, if you think about it, too.
Okay.
Read the actual document. It's actually a typed document with I forgot the general's name that was signed at the end of it. And it says, you'll see at the bottom left-hand – or the bottom right-hand corner, I think it says unclassified now because it was released to the public. It's like a public document now. But it was something that our government wanted, or our military wanted our government to pass as a bill. Just read the whole, there's like 10 bullet points to it. Read all of them and tell me that none of them sound familiar.
I'll check it out just because you're my friend and bullshit.
All right, you the man, Pedro.
Yo. But yeah, that's my thing. You know, it's like it's giving them these people too much credit and shit. Missy, we're gonna go out and soon and shit.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
You know, don't listen to Fabio too much.
Hey, Pedro, I have never told her not to meet you. I've never told her that. You know that, right?
No, I just don't want you scrambling her brains.
I don't have to be the one to do it. It already happened. That already happened, dude.
No, this shit is cool. No, it would be cool, man. You know, hang out with Missy, then we get a threesome with her friend.
No.
You know? And because that's a sister, it could be like some incest play and shit.
You would like that.
That would be fun.
No, it wouldn't. It would be creepy as fuck.
What if we give you like amnesia or some shit and you forget that's your friend?
How are you going to give me amnesia?
He's going to hit you over the head with something heavy.
Yeah, Fabio said it.
With his Pedro cock.
Yeah.
Baby steps, Pedro. Baby steps here, okay?
You're into little kids and shit. I can put on a baby.
Why you got to make it weird?
What? You said baby steps.
Stop being a creep.
I missed you, Missy.
I miss you too.
Wow, she does. All right, focus. Let me let you go.
Pedro. Good talking to you, brother.
Ay.
Fuck. That was a way to go. Yeah,
get better, all right?
Thank you, bro. I'll check it out. The Operation Northwoods and shit.
Yeah. Check it out.
All right. Take care. Missy, talk to you later.
Bye, Pedro. Jesus. That was an interesting conversation.
Hey, I want to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it on the way back.
Welcome to the Jersey York Show.
Hey, let's talk about tweaked audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back. Apparently Kim never left.
Did you do a show without us? Is that what happened here?
Going to a diner, all that.
Steal on the show.
Is that why you're back?
Can I get my steps in?
Fucking awesome.
And I hate bad news. And I believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. That's everything we talked about.
Yep. Yeah.
And that everything I say is stupid.
That's pretty much what we said to her. I think everybody knows by now that you guys are stupid. I don't think there's any secret here.
I think it's just y'all.
Yeah, it's just us three?
Yep.
Okay. Just wondering.
Best questions to ask men. That's what I'm looking up.
This should be interesting.
Oh, I want to be involved.
Well, you're a man.
Okay. Can I be involved too?
Yes.
You look up questions, I'll look up questions. And...
My fucking mom.
All right, let's see. 82 interesting questions to ask a guy.
I don't think we have that long.
No, I mean, I'll pick some, but I don't even know what this looks like. This is just what came up in the search.
Yes, I got great
Missy
ones.
Missy, you go first.
Yeah, whoever has them, start firing away.
I'm not getting very good service on my research here.
No, you're not getting very good service.
No. Are you Michael Nutter?
Is that what I sound like?
I think you sound like that, yeah.
Mike Tyson? Is that what you're doing, Mike Tyson?
Oh, working it out live, buddy. Just working it out live.
It's ludicrous.
It's
Oh, these are terrible.
Oh, yeah, these are weird.
We don't know what you're talking about because you guys aren't talking to us about it.
I'm looking up answers.yahoo.com. How big is your wiener?
Are you asking me personally?
That's what the first one.
Come over here and measure.
Do you masturbate? How often do you masturbate?
Couple
Have you ever
a week.
Touched another man's penis?
No.
No.
No. Are these questions to find out if you're gay or whatever?
I don't know. They're all about penis size, though.
This one's weird. It's 82. The 82 interesting questions.
82 inches? No, not that long.
These questions that were like to like your boyfriend or husband, whatever. But some of them are pretty fun. But I like this one. Is do you believe? I'll ask you, Fabio. Do you believe that ghosts exist in the real world?
No.
Oh,
you
don't, God.
You asked the wrong person.
Only stupid people believe in ghosts.
All right. Moving on. Do you get scared in the dark?
No.
You don't?
Why? Yeah, if I fall down the stairs because I didn't see it, I'd be a little upset. But why would I be scared in the dark?
It was
for
the
what?
Next question.
Yeah. No. If
cops are scared in the dark.
Yeah.
I have a question then.
Okay.
What is your biggest fear?
Heights.
Heights? That's illogical. Why are you afraid of heights?
I'm just deathly afraid of heights.
Are you afraid of falling?
Yes.
Okay.
From heights. Yes. But
being afraid of heights and fear of falling are two different things.
I'm afraid of falling from something very high. I was just having this conversation with my girlfriend the other day. I said, because we talked about this on the show a couple years ago about if you were in the Trade Center, would you jump or would you stay in the building and just burn?
Fabio would have burned.
And I said I would never jump, no matter what. I'd let the smoke take control and just suffocate to death or burn alive before I jump. I would never jump.
Think about where your mindset is, though.
Doesn't matter. I'd be on the floor. I'd be hugging the floor.
I couldn't jump.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't make myself jump.
No, there's no way. I wouldn't even go near the fucking window because I wouldn't want to see another plane heading towards the building. I want it to be a fucking surprise. Hopefully it'll take me out this time.
Do you think it was more fire? I thought that it was a collapse that killed most people, not the fires. Like the fire where the plane hit, yeah. But
did you see all the people that were hanging out of the Trade Center? Where the fires were.
I did see that.
Because they couldn't breathe and they were burning.
I'm sure it was a combination of it, but I think
which is funny because once the windows are open and the oxygen is coming in, it's fueling the fire. Yeah. So you're like kind of going where the accelerant is. You know, I would have found like a fucking pocket or something. Like a hot pocket.
Hot pockets. All right. Well, let's not talk about that.
Okay. Well, that's my fear.
Well, no, I want to know Marco's.
Oh.
Drowning.
It's a good one.
Can you swim?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I still fear, like, drowning. I don't know why.
I hear it's euphoric.
Huh?
I'm afraid of both of those things so far. So far, we're all on the same page.
Yeah, then when you drown, you go through, like, a euphoric stage or something.
It's where like you that. Go to, like, a
it's like asphyxiation.
State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris? It's
like when a girl likes her neck choked during sex. Yeah. Euphoric.
It is.
Freak.
Heights.
Heights or falling? Yeah.
Falling from fucking... What the fuck?
Was there an echo in here? Why do you think he's afraid of heights? Because he's afraid he's going to fall. It's fucking common sense.
No,
listen.
I'm not scared of heights. I can be as high. Listen, I need to feel secure, though. So
I can honestly
falling.
Say, I don't know Chris's degree of how much he's afraid of heights. But I can say this. When we were in the airplane going to, shit, pick your poison, Jamaica, whatever.
The grill, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Okay. I look at Chris and I feel better about myself. Only in an airplane, though. Only in an airplane. But if we were on top of a fucking building, like if I went to Vegas with you guys and you guys go on top of that, where that bar is on top of that building. What
Stratosphere?
Maybe that's
Voodoo.
It.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. I've never been there. I would be so afraid to walk towards the railing.
Okay. Like,
I actually would be afraid just to look outside because I know where I am. It would make me like dizzy. Like
I'd vertigo.
Be like, yes, it gives me vertigo. I fell off a roof twice. And
was the ground okay?
No, the grass was badly damaged.
Was it high?
The when I was a kid, it was high. It was a row home in North Philly where I lived.
So it was like three stories?
Almost, yeah.
Where are you getting tennis balls that you roofed?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. We were playing stickball and I fucking knocked one up right in front of my mom and dad's window. So I had to climb out the window and it was all the way at the edge and I went to go grab it and I fucking rolled right off. All you was boom, like right.
Did your mom yell at you?
She wasn't home.
Oh.
She wasn't home. But thankfully I didn't get hurt. I mean,
how the fuck did you fall off?
It just tumbled right down. I just tumbled right off. Yeah. Yeah. And then when, I was working with a friend of mine, home remodeling. We were putting shingles on a roof. And I was like, dude, I don't want to go up there. It was summertime. It was super hot. And, you know, it gets like really like the roof is like melty. It's like very
gooey.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm basically walking on my butt cheeks on the roof. And it wasn't high. It was only like 11 feet off the ground.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But I stood up. I got vertigo. Ba-boom.
Tumble.
Yep. How do you walk on your butt cheeks?
Well, I mean,
you like
it's an exaggeration. I was kind of like, you know.
Gooching.
I was like physically thinking about two butt cheeks. Like
yeah, my butt cheeks have feet.
You're like that.
Got him a nice pair of Nikes for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got Jordans. I got Jordans on my ass.
That's a good cartoon visual.
Do you want to hear what a fucking girl I am with heights? The second time we went to Vegas, me and one of my friends went up on the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So as the elevator goes up, it's all open, so yes. You can see everything.
Not me.
Dude, on the way up, you would have thought I was having a fucking seizure in the elevator. My body was shaking so bad. Yeah. And when we got to the top, and like I was saying, there's no logical reason to do this,
right.
But I would not let go of the railing.
You felt like safe.
No. Because I know if that thing fucking topples over, you're this railing's fine. Not saving no. me. But I still wouldn't let go of it.
It's psychological. You psychologically felt safe.
No, I didn't. I was saying it while I was up there. There's no reason to hold on to this.
But fuck yes. it.
There's you're no reason to hold fag? This. I'm such a fag when it comes to heights.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
I am totally with you on that. I don't even think I could have gone in the elevator because I'd be afraid my weight would be bringing it down hard.
I'll tell you what, though. If I would have been heavily drinking before that, I think I would have been fine.
That would have been worse for me.
Because we went to the bar on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Rio's the only one with a bar on the roof.
No,
we went to the one in Rio.
One of them, yeah.
And same thing, the elevator going up. And I was – like I was kind of like looking down. Like I wasn't really looking out, but I felt okay. Hmm.
I'll give you an example. When I was working in New York back in 2000, we worked literally two blocks from the trade centers, right? And we used to walk by it getting to the place we had to go to. And if you stand up against the building and you look up, you almost looks like the building is moving. And that gave me vertigo looking up.
Oh, yeah.
And there are times where I've looked up at the sky at nighttime when I'm outside smoking a cigarette and there's like a bunch of stars out and I just start staring at them. If I stare too long, I'll actually get dizzy.
Really?
And I'll almost get that feeling in the back of my mind like I'm going to fall upwards into space.
Fucking faggot.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, it happens.
Dude, like that shit freaks me out.
It really does. I totally understand what you're saying. I was on drugs, though.
What?
I was on drugs when I would think that.
No,
signs,
I was sane. I don't mind.
I don't mind heights as much. I mean, I think.
As
I get older.
Yeah, but you go on roller coasters, no problem. Yeah,
but that's
not
different.
Me.
Like.
No, it isn't.
Well, for me, it is.
Yeah, then you're not afraid of heights. That's the number one reason why
I'm not afraid of heights.
Okay.
I don't like doing some things that are, you know, like height wise. Like there's a ride there where the swings that go up all the way up, and I can't do that.
I don't think it's because of heights.
Yeah, because I look down, it's just me, my fat ass on a swing that can just, you know, like that's
fuck
I can't
those
do.
Swings,
I, yeah,
you know?
I can't do it.
This bitch. All right.
They're not peaceful.
No. She's like, I'm like, yo, they look like they're going fast, though. She's like, nah, it's so relaxing. It's peaceful. You can see the whole park. It's awesome. We get up there. I freaked the fuck out the whole entire time. I was like, yo, can we yell at them to get me down? And I'm holding on to the fucking things. I couldn't stop holding on to it. She's hysterically laughing. I'm like, no, seriously, can I get the fuck down? This is going so fast. I'm going to fall. This is breaking. Like, I was fucked up.
I won't go on that.
And she's just
it's
like.
It's the ones that, like, move
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I won't go on that.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Don't ever go on it.
No, nope. Don't worry. I'm not.
It was so fucking scary.
Coasters. I went on one roller coaster my entire life, and I broke my fucking wrist.
What?
Couldn't reach your Cheetos?
No.
What else?
I was. The only roller coaster I ever was on was Space Mountain.
Okay.
Oh, that's the worst.
Senior trip. It's dark. You can't see anything. It's completely black, and they have like lights on the ceiling, make it look like you're in space or whatever. Cool. And it's jerking from one. Now I'm holding on to the safety bar, and I have my hands like locked like this, so tight up against me that at some point when it jerked, it snapped my left wrist.
Holy shit!
And I didn't know about it. And even after the ride was over, I didn't know about it. And I looked down, and my shirt cuff is like ready to pop. Like I had I had one Hulk hand, like, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And it was like completely purple and black.
That's a rough ride to begin with.
And my friend was like, "Dude, what the fuck happened to your wrist?" I had to go to the infirmary, and they put a fucking an air cast.
Was you like pain diverted because of how scared you were?
My adrenaline just—I did not feel anything.
Holy shit!
I didn't feel anything. Not until probably 4 o'clock in the morning that night, like that morning, because. That's finally, I guess, when I calm down, and that's when I start feeling the pain.
I'm actually surprised that you were that scared of the, of Space Mountain because you can't see anything.
Exactly.
And it's not that, it's not a big hill. It's not that tall.
I got peer pressured into doing it.
I was never going to do it.
I couldn't stop hearing the word pussy and faggot.
Exactly. That's why I went.
And that's exactly why I went. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to die today. Today's a good day to die. And I went on there and like, you kind of can see once you're getting in because it's like dim, but it's not all the way. But so you kind of look at the get up and you're like, holy fucking shit. It's ridiculous. For being indoors, it's fucking ridiculous. Mm. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, it doesn't matter when the lights go out. I know that it's going to be sickening. And it was like, you know, you're sitting there, you're like,
that was the worst ride I've ever been on.
And I just
I've never been.
And horrible. You know that feeling like when you go like this?
Yeah.
And your fucking, your balls go in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's heights.
Yeah.
So when I feel it, I know it's happening. So I'm like, I'm falling.
See, I kind of need to, I need to visualize it for it to be really bad.
I don't need to just visualize. Sometimes like when I'm driving and I go down like a hilly, a long, you know, like a real steep hill.
That happens
and
to
you
me
fly
too.
Over
yeah.
for a split second. I'm like, ugh. You know, like, oh God. Like I just shit myself.
That's the best feeling in the world.
No,
that actually is kind of a cool feeling.
It's cool for a second. Yeah. But when it lasts too long and then you hear your the frame of your truck hit the fucking cement, you're like, oh, too much, too much. Yeah, I don't know.
That's awesome.
Any other questions?
Oh, I couldn't find anything cool. I got that fear one off the top.
I'm bringing
of
my GoPro
nugget.
To Great Adventure this summer.
You should.
I am.
Did you ride Zumanjaro yet?
I did.
Oh, my God. That was the scariest ride in the world for me.
I liked it.
I don't like falling, so I wanted to ride it. I rode it anyway, but I freaked out the whole time.
I freaked out going up.
They better give me Depends before I get on.
Yeah.
You can't see when you're going to.
That's why you don't know when you're going to stop. It just seems like you're going to go forever.
Remember when we all went to Disney? And we basically held Marco's shit the whole time because he went on every fucking ride. We were the bitch in the theme park. Me and Chris took turns being bitches. We held everything.
Oh, Sean
and shit.
Went on and Phil went on rides too.
Right, no, I'm saying, but
me and Fab smoked three packs of cigarettes.
Why the fuck did you guys even go to Disney World then?
Well, there was other stuff. Yeah, like the Spider-Man thing was cool because it was just like a video game simulation. Yeah. But other than that, we watched them and just looking up and seeing like these fast fucking things. I'm just like, I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. We have that look at each other like, fuck that.
Yeah, that was the only two words in our vocabulary all day. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I like fast things, but I don't like.
I like fast if I'm in control.
Yeah, because like, I mean, you realize every one of these things you go on, there's a 15 or 16-year-old stoner working the controls.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Right.
My cousin was in a roller coaster accident at Clementon Park.
Well, that's Clementon Park.
Poor man's Disney World.
Well, what happened was the operator let it roll through the station for a second time, and it built so much, I guess, speed up and momentum that it left the track in the first turn.
It did.
It hit the building.
I remember this.
Did anybody die?
No.
Everybody got hurt.
Yeah, my cousin was like...
Did you sue?
They were young. They were kids, but my aunt and uncle...
Sued.
Yeah, I think so.
Look at him. It was a jackrabbit. I never went on anything
at Clementon.
Oh my God! I used to love Clementon.
People died on the zipper there. I heard, like the zipper ride, like
the car and star.
Got my balls tangled in the zipper one time.
You guys all look at me like I'm crazy, but she knows exactly what I'm talking
about.
I've never actually been in Clementon Park.
Yeah, I've just driven by it. Yeah,
I refuse.
Well, it's a historical park.
I would never go to Clementon Park.
Oh no, it was shit when we were young.
You need a tetanus shot after you leave.
Now it's terrible. But when I was younger, we used to go all the time.
It's one of the oldest parks.
Yeah, my parents loved me. They took me to Hershey.
I used to go with my friends.
Classy place.
It was a place around here where you could meet up with your friends and go.
You went to Ghetto Great Adventure.
Dorney Park, Sesame Place when I was a kid. The fun stuff.
I love Great Adventure.
I pass Sesame Place like three times a week for work.
Oh, God, that's so
cool. It's a ghost town.
It's winter.
I know, but still, it's just funny to see.
What town is it in?
Langhorne.
Yeah, it's far.
It's so
close to me. It's only like 10 minutes.
I've been there when I was little, but I don't know where it's at.
We go over Burlington, Bristol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, roller coaster.
Next question.
Next question. Come on, hit us up.
Hit me.
Penis size.
I don't want to know that.
I don't want to tell you how short it is.
All right, penis size.
I don't want to
tell all of you. Tell it.
2 inches.
Why? What, you embarrassed?
From the floor.
No. 2 inches.
Two. Pussy.
It might as well be a pussy if it's 2 inch. 2 inch clit.
No, what was
it's like a Red Bull can.
The Arizona can, I used to call
it.
Arizona can.
I wish. No. No, it's like Red Bull. Not as
Red Bull.
Not as long.
Which size?
Good question. The little one. Not the mini, not the little pounders.
Like a 5-hour energy.
The normal size
one. Is that the nickname, the little pounder?
No, but I think of the Budweiser pounders. You know, the little 8-ounce or whatever they were. No, the regular size. The one you get at the bar if you order like
a Red Bull. Is it that long or that thick?
Thick.
So how long is it?
It's a little shorter than that. If I cut off the top of the can, I think I can fit it comfortably.
Say that much.
I think it'll be able – once I chub it up, it'll definitely hit the
side.
I
think I fit 3 sticks in it.
It gives you wings.
It would give me a complex.
That's it? No more questions?
Well, the internet's boring, so I need to, like, sit for a little bit and come up with my own questions. But there's this thing I just clicked on that says awkward questions to ask.
Okay. Yes, do that.
But they're not that awkward. But
I did
anyway,
perverted questions.
One of them is, have you ever been jealous of your closest friends?
Marco has.
I have.
I think that's a good question. Sure.
I have in the past. Sure.
Yeah, everybody has.
A couple times. Sure.
Who and why?
Yes.
I don't know if I want to talk about it. Because everybody here knows who the person is.
All right. Well, then we'll skip you.
Well, you don't have to skip me. I don't think anyone's going to answer this question. I don't think anyone wants to get their feelings hurt.
I'm jealous of Missy.
Hey.
We just talked about it.
Because she's so smart.
Fuck you.
The leader of the pack.
I'm jealous because she's the leader of the pack, which is a lie. But
that is a lie.
That's my vision. Don't ruin my vision.
I'm a leader.
Are you the leader?
Yeah.
Man, she's the leader. I'm not the fucking leader. Fuck that shit.
Still the blind leader.
Fuck
blind.
Yeah.
I vision her as the leader, but you make a good leader.
Because I believe in Santa Claus.
That's right. See? Perfect.
Listen, anyway.
Anyway, you better not really be jealous.
I am. We talked about it on the way here.
We did?
We did. First off, I was making...
Did you guys drive here together?
Like I pay attention to the show.
Who was driving?
I was.
No wonder. She was looking at her fucking phone all the time. She didn't hear a word
God,
you
I'm
said.
Looking up questions.
No. I'm saying when you were in the car. That's why you don't remember the conversation.
I was making right turns for every left I was making.
Oh, my God.
Here.
She was. I was like, yo, make a left up here. And I'm like, and she puts the right blinker on, gets in the right lane. I'm like, left, left. And
it was
video. See, this is the shit you video.
Wait, but why are you jealous?
We were talking about how I can't multitask.
Oh, you can't. And I can.
And
boom.
Yeah, but do you sit there and say, jealous of Missy because she can multitask?
Yeah, she did say that. She's I wish I was like that.
She was talking about how she can exercise and read a book at the same time. I need to either exercise or read a book.
I don't do either. I'm out.
I can't do all them. Like, I 100% have to focus on the one thing I'm doing.
Walking.
Yeah, pretty much. Like driving.
That's different. You shouldn't be reading when you're driving.
No. I was talking and driving, though, and I 100% wasn't focused on my left and right. So
yeah, she wasn't. She couldn't multitask.
You should focus on
that. I'm also jealous of Missy's, boot-wearing ability.
Her what-wearing ability?
You can wear boots.
No, her cankles.
I have ankles.
Wow. She doesn't fit in boots.
I know. Really.
Can't you grease them up?
Yes, you do. She does. She's
grease them up? Yeah, if I buy wide calf.
So what's wrong with that? They make them.
Yeah, but have you seen what they look like? It's embarrassing. They're my boots over there.
She doesn't want to fucking walk.
They're not that bad.
You're stepping in a 55-gallon drum.
She doesn't want to fucking look like Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
They're not that big. You can fit in boots, really.
No, I can't zip them up.
I don't believe that.
And like, nor like those boots that she's wearing, like I wouldn't be able to get them past like here.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. They got to be huge.
Missy's boots look wide on her.
Missy knows. Missy understands.
They look loose on her.
They are loose.
Yeah, but she has small legs.
So, but because that they're looser, you don't think you can fit? Have you ever tried to fit them?
If, do you want to try and I'll bet wear you, it right now?
I'll no, bet you any amount. I bet you any amount of money you can fit a boot.
I will bet you I couldn't get my leg. All right,
let's
do
it.
Yeah.
And begin.
See, this is embarrassing because I'm not going to fit in it.
You brought it up.
All right.
You're going to fit in it.
I don't think your ankles are that big.
It's not really my ankles, it's my calves.
Oh, well, your calves. Well, you stop working out.
That's the problem. I was a skater.
I think my feet smell.
Oh, they're mine.
Oh, this is disgusting. This got disgusting.
Somebody open a window before we all die.
Jump out of it.
It smells like a fucking Foot Locker in
Look,
here.
You got it.
I smell corn chips.
Oh, yeah, the zipper's like fucked up. Do you want me to give you the other one?
Jesus Christ. It smells like cheese and corn chips in here.
It does. I want to vomit. So
it smells like a whorehouse in here.
Why does my foot fit in your boot?
Dude, I'm telling you, because you're crazy.
She says I have
dysmorphia. I tell her she has body dysmorphia. She
does.
Listen.
No, I don't.
Move your fucking band leg.
I will. I need to get up first.
It's my problem.
Oh, man.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Look at that shit.
No, look, it's stuck.
No, you can it's not see. Stuck.
Yeah, you guys are not going to say it. It's
you're not.
Stuck.
You're not going to. You're not going to try to close it. I know what you're doing.
It's squeezing my leg.
She's not trying to close it.
I know, I see it.
Trust me, I know what it's like to have things not fit, and I make them fit.
I got them, yep. But it hurts.
Boom!
It does
look at
not
that.
Hurt.
Sexy shit.
It does not hurt.
I did it.
Look at all that room.
It does not hurt,
there's
and it looks
no room.
And it looks normal.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
In your head. In your head. It's all in your head.
These move, too.
Get them away.
See?
All right. Now you're going to have her athlete's foot.
See? I should have actually.
No,
I should have bet
mine.
Money. I would have won. I knew I was going to win that bet.
How much were you
Did you
bet?
Just smell your own shoe?
Yeah.
Is she fucking for real?
Jesus, man.
And it fit, everybody
it
out there.
Did.
It fit. It fit.
They're very worn in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they are.
Hey!
Are we talking about her boots or something?
Shut the fuck up! My vagina's a national treasure.
Here we go with that shit again.
I don't care!
It's going to be a train wreck down there.
God damn
right?
it! My vagina is a national treasure.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
That's awesome.
She's a whore.
There we go. There it is. Throw that in there.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
A fucking Jesus. Whore.
What the fuck?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Just because I was just thinking about, I guess there could be two questions. When you were younger, what did your parents make you call like a lady part and a man part?
They didn't make me call anything. I got the shit kicked out of me one day because I drew tits in my notebook. I'm dead serious. I drew tits in my notebook when I was in fifth grade, and I got the shit. They took turns. They took turns kicking the shit out of me. Like, I mean, literally, they were kicking the shit out of me.
I wouldn't call them boobs, though. Like a pee-pee or...
I didn't draw pee-pee in fifth grade. I do that now. I do it on my friends' cars when they're dirty. I draw a huge cock on the hood with balls and little hairs coming out.
Oh, man.
No, oh, I got the shit kicked out of me for drawing tits.
So
in the
you
notebook.
Didn't talk about, like...
No.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger brother.
You met
so
him.
You guys have the same thing. So, like...
Yeah, we both have dicks.
But no, it's like my little sister and my little brother. They used to, why does they were closer in age, but why does one have this and one don't have that? And what did your parents tell you to call it?
You know,
we
didn't.
Up, we called it
my my family's culture. They don't talk about that kind of shit. It was very like you know. We don't talk about that. It's like CIA shit.
So it's just penis and
so
vagina?
So I learned from watching porn at a very young age.
Wow.
Friend's
That's
house.
No fun.
His parents had a porn stash. When they were gone for the day, we'd watch them. It was awesome.
The only problem was in beta.
Oh.
So you had to wait an hour and a half to rewind the fucking thing.
So did none of you guys call it something?
No.
Cock. Ball.
What'd you call it?
Penis.
Oscar.
My mom taught us to call. I mean, it was a peewee for a boy. But
a what?
A peepee.
Oh, I think it's a pubie.
And it was a it was a dookie duke.
For a girl?
For a girl.
Dookie duke.
Or does she like anal or something? Why is he got to go back to her?
It sounds assy.
It sounds assy. Sounds like a badunkadunk. A dookie
duke.
Yeah,
it was a dookie duke.
You mean anal?
But I've heard.
Penis.
Oh, man.
My balls.
Why? Well, okay, Missy, did you have pet names for dicks and pussies?
I know that this might be hard to believe.
Oh, not at all. Not if it's coming from you.
I learned at a very young age that a vagina was a cunt, so I would
have cunt. Miss a cunt.
Cunt.
Yeah. But my parents didn't want me to learn about sex. So I didn't learn about sex until I
was... sucking his cock!
I tried to time it perfectly when she said, until you were sucking his cock.
Seriously, I learned about sex from my friends because my parents wouldn't let me learn it in school. Ever. Until I was out of school.
I remember my friend, this kid, it was his parents that had the porn stash. And he had a cousin. She was a little older than us. She was super hot too. Like super hot. But she was a dirty skank.
So, fuck you fucking whore.
She would show her box to both of us. And I'm like, that's your cousin, dude. Like, you shouldn't be here. You should leave.
Right.
Because I wanted to know all to myself. And can I tell you that was the first time I saw a real life vagina and I wanted to cry.
Like
it was
silly?
The scariest fucking thing I had ever seen because she had like, it was meaty, but it was like there was like long hairs, but they were like spaced out. It wasn't like just this big bush. I was like 10 or 11 and she was like 13
or
14.
She had a coma?
Oh, God.
She had like a coma over. Yeah.
Oh, I like this question.
And I'm sitting there and she's like, she pulls her fucking underwear to the side and she's like rubbing it. And I'm sitting there and yes. I was like, oh my God, what is that? That does not look like the porns we saw. Cause the porns were all covered in hair. So you didn't really see anything.
Right.
You just saw this fucking upside down Christmas tree on a woman's box and you're like, whatever, you know? And then I saw it like, you know, with the little parts of skin in between the hairs and I'm like, it just
you
like
examined it?
Well, I was like, I was like Johnny Bench in the motherfucker. I was like staring right into it. No, but it looked like she was rolling around on a barbershop floor and just like a couple hairs stuck.
She's like going through puberty.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, I'm glad I could say this because I was younger than her, but me talking about it now when she was 13 or 14 makes me sound like a fucking pervert. But I wasn't 40 at the time.
Yeah,
I was like
10.
Yeah. But still, I was like, I was totally fucking scared by it. Like just terrified. I'm like, I didn't know what to do. I was ready to run home. I was ready to run home.
Did she ask you, like, do you like it?
She didn't say anything.
She was like, here it is.
She was so, I don't know, methodical about it. Like, she was just not methodical. She was like, you could tell she's probably a dead dominatrix at this point or something.
Okay.
She was like all, like, had this, like, you know.
Like, fucking, look at it.
Yeah, like the people's eyebrow at me and shit. Like, look at it, you know. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I was so scared between her look and that look. And I'm just like, oh my God, I want to go home. Oh God.
Did you guys have the same similar experience the first time you saw a vagina in real life?
Yes. So good. Chris is running out the room.
Chris is like, I'm out.
Yeah. Chris is actually going to get the corpse of that vagina that he saw.
Yeah, I think every guy's reaction is kind of the same when you see one up close and personal the first time. You're just like,
you know, and then
this is what I've been trying to get all this time.
Now, here's another question. There's a second part to that. Now, was there ever a time after years of experience with vagina that you saw another vagina that made you have that same fucking look? Because it happened to me. It was the scariest fucking thing. I was like, oh my God, it lives. Like, it was, this pussy reincarnated into this person. Like, it was so scary. God.
Yeah, man, with the extended lips. Like, it's flowing.
That's not what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
like, I've seen that, and I'm like, that's not best look for
the girl
a pussy.
I just described, I had a flashback of when this girl that I was messing with came over my apartment, and she was on the couch, and she pulled her panties down, and she had the weird looking hairs, like, that weren't totally full. It was like she was balding down there, but not quite. And it was like long. And I sat, and she's like rubbing herself, and the hair's like caught in there too. And I'm just like,
well, I know what you're talking about.
And I'm just
so
like,
repulsive.
Yeah. And she's like motioning me to go. And I'm like, mm.
You're like calling the lefty.
I'm feeling a little cold sore coming on.
Like, you didn't want to go massage Yoda's head?
No. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Well, black hair, like a young Yoda. Like a teenage Yoda. It was like, it's like one strand here, one strand there, four of them in between. I was like, oh my God, like, I don't even want to see it. I didn't want to stick my dick in there because I didn't want to feel the hair caught on the side.
Were you scared to touch it? Were you scared to touch it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it took me like a little bit to touch it first time.
But this is after hair was out. This girl, like, by herself brought it back. Like, at this time when it happened, like late 90s, early 2000, there was just the landing strip. That was it. This was like just out of fucking control, swamp thing, tentacles.
What the hell is happening right now?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah. Wasn't that great.
Nothing, what in the fuck?
Nothing beat that one, though. That smell. Oh, my God.
The gross one?
The smell? Yeah, that could be bad.
That could be. That was bad.
I've never had anything that so bad.
Fucking world.
It was bad, dude. It was enough that I smelled it for days on.
In your car, right?
No, in my bedroom, on my bed. What? After I fucking took the sheets off, on my fingers, I could smell it on my dick, and I didn't have to touch it. It just fucking went upwards.
When it sticks around, yeah, she had some.
Yeah, she had an infection, all right.
Mom, Dad, we need to sell the house. That's the only answer.
Yeah, it's okay. Mom, Dad, I think I'm gonna get transgender surgery because I can't use this thing no more. It smells like an anchovy's cunt. Oh. God, that's a so
for
nasty.
Days.
Oh, it was so disgusting and rancid, and I was just gagging at just breathing.
Did you just feel bad? Is that why you continued and why you have it on your hands?
There really wasn't. I did the finger test without having to actually smell my finger because it burned a little on the end.
Danger zone.
It was a little tingly. I was like, wow, what is that? It's like weird. And it was very gamey and pasty.
Like,
she probably had like a croissant down there.
She had a yeast infection.
She must have, I guess. I don't know. She was another one. She was another one trying to get me to, you know, go down.
What?
No fucking.
Do you think she knows she smells like that? You think women know they smell like that?
I would hope so. But see, but no. And I'll tell you why. Because there's women that purposely put on. See, you talk about pussy, and then next thing you know, someone's meowing. There are some women that spray so much fucking perfume that they don't even realize they're doing it.
Spray what?
So,
just on themselves?
Wherever. All right. But enough to where I can smell it like a fucking mile away, and they don't see a problem with it. Like, it's offensive.
They have to.
No, they don't. I'm telling you. I know girls that don't.
No, some women just like a lot of perfume.
Yeah, but they don't realize it's offensive then.
I don't think they want to believe that their shit
stinks. Are we talking about perfume or are we talking about...
Well, they're probably spraying a lot of perfume to hide some sort of odor they don't want anyone to smell.
I wish you would have fell. It's on video.
Probably to hide some sort of odor, like maybe BO
or
underarm.
They got to be retarded if they think that anything they spray is going
Listen,
to
Listen, look at
up.
Old people. Look at old people. Perfect example. The older they get, the more perfume or cologne they use because they want to hide the decaying smell that's resonating
that's
from
true.
Their body.
That's true. They smell like they're
right.
dying.
They smell like rigor mortis.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, you know, they that's why they smell so like a medicine cabinet. When
yeah,
you
but also
by.
Don't your senses get duller as you get older as well?
Well, I think the more you become used to a certain fragrance,
the more you can spray because you don't think it's as much as it used to be. Whereas someone who's never smelling it walks by you and is like, whoa, that is way too much. People don't realize it because they become nose deaf.
I guess.
No, really, that's exactly what happened. When you get used to a certain scent, it takes more of whatever it is you use, whether it's, you know, deodorant or whatever. Like,
I don't have that problem.
I'm not talking about you. I'm okay. Using it as a – who said you?
No, but you're saying it like it happens to everyone. This
No. I'm saying people. I don't mean you. I'm saying I'm looking at you and talking to you about it. People that use the same perfumes or fragrances often eventually become nose deaf to them and use more until they can smell them.
Am I nose deaf?
No.
To my juicy?
No. I love that. They all fucking looked at each other.
What's juicy?
It's perfume. Oh. I have juicy too. Oh.
What's juicy?
Man, that's a good thing. I mean,
that story I was just telling
I have
was
a
juicy.
Complex, though. I think I always smell.
No, you don't. You do always think you smell, but you don't.
Like, what do you mean? Like your body odor? Like BO?
Well, like I drink garlic. Coffee and garlic. Like
you drink eating. Coffee and garlic? It's a hell of a fucking combination.
So you think your breath smells?
Do you like vampires? Maybe. Or do you not like vampires?
Listen, I think I built a complex. I used to work in a ice hockey rink when I was younger, and I used to have to
you
get
almost
a-
can smell nothing in a night. It's so fucking cold in there. You don't smell like, except for the locker room.
I worked at the I managed the kitchen there.
Oh.
And so I had to be up early for like the hockey dads and the sons that had tournaments.
Right.
Well, the dads who didn't brush their teeth and like were standing over ordering their breakfast every morning.
Oh.
Was the worst guy.
Hi, can I get some hash browns with some hummus?
You could smell them over there. I would gag. I would go in the back and start throwing up because I couldn't handle it.
Are you sure it wasn't the girl that I was with just standing on her hands? Hi.
Pussy with teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I couldn't associate whether or not that was because they were drinking coffee in the morning, like morning breath. And it's like you think about people's morning breath, like it's...
You get morning breath.
Sure.
Well, yeah. It's
but there's a difference between morning breath and just stank breath.
Well, there's halitosis.
Like you could smell
that's
it. Like,
bad. That's chronic. Yeah. There's nothing you could do about that. You can shove a whole can of Altoids down your throat.
I would
help.
Probably go and kill myself if I had halitosis.
But
I
they have medicine for that, though. They have medication for that, so it's not something that, you know, it's not life-threatening.
Oh, God, that would suck.
I mean, there's days where I wake up and I can't smell my own breath. I'm just like, holy shit, and I run to the bathroom.
You gotta scrape your tongue?
What?
Yeah, when you brush your teeth, you brush your tongue.
Oh, when you brush.
Yeah, but if you ever scrape your tongue.
Before I brush?
You can smell it.
I don't do that.
You're a fucking
she
weirdo.
She just did the finger in between the balls trick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a shower today. Yeah.
Oh my god, it smells like a Whopper. I gotta go.
No, I just have a complex about it.
Yeah, no, I never scratch and sniff my tongue. I thought you meant brush the tongue. I'm like, yeah, I do that.
Oh,
from
I brush my
time.
Tongue
yeah.
all the time. I always brush my teeth like 8 times a day.
Definitely don't scratch the
it's actually
tongue.
Bad for you to do it that many times.
Well, I don't do it 8. I at least do it 3 times a day.
That's fine.
At minimum.
What's that?
Brush
my teeth.
Oh my god, you must be a terror! Like when you get ready to have sex with somebody,
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You gargle. Like,
she's gone for so long, the guy falls asleep.
Yeah.
Tired of waiting.
That's no.
Just loading up on gum and shit.
Yeah.
The only time I won't do that is if you're drinking alcohol. Is it weird that I like the smell of like?
Oh my god, I'm the opposite of you. Like when my girlfriend drinks wine.
Wine is a different story.
I'm like, you need to leave.
Wine is terrible.
After a while.
It's beer.
Even beer, I don't like this.
I don't like it the next morning, but I like it when like you're like.
Especially when it's dried vomit on the side of your face. Oh, God, it smells awful.
Oh, no, like the morning after.
Ugh. I'm not going to sleep tonight because now I'm starting to smell her vagina again.
Oh, it's not that much of an impact?
Yeah, it was scarring.
That can fuck you up mentally.
I was young, too.
Well,
I was
obviously. The dad with the bad breath.
18, 19.
Yeah, you're scarred.
I am.
That was rough, dude. I was so worried that every vagina after that would smell just like that one. I'm like, I don't know how I could build a tolerance to this.
Was that your first one?
No.
Oh, God.
No, but I was like, I thought that the...
Did you think all vaginas were going to be like pasty shit to them?
Yeah, like I was scared because I only had like 2 vaginas before that vagina. So I was like, oh, no. Like, this isn't good. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this is like a new thing. Like, you know, because it was just, it just took me by surprise.
And
how
old were you?
So I was like 19, 18, 19, something okay. like that. And I was just so scared. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was, no. Mm-hmm. It was like putting your finger in a warm bowl of rice pudding.
I want to vomit just thinking about
it. Not quite rice pudding. That those chunks were a little too big. These were a lot smaller, but I felt
that
something.
That's a yeast infection.
That's like, it was like feta.
That is more than a yeast
right?
infection.
It was like
feta cheese in there or something. I don't know.
That's like monostat leaking out.
That's, yeah.
That was discharge.
Was it, but it was
if it's
wet.
Not clear, it was colorful.
No.
Like, it was white.
It was like a rainbow.
Thank God there was no fucking color. I would have fucking lost my mind.
Green. But you finished the D though, right? You
strap a helmet on and play ball.
Actually,
or did you fake it?
Actually, it was, I learned at a young age that I was going to be a horrible person to women because I couldn't finish with like having sex with her. So I made her finish with her mouth after it was already in.
Oh my God.
That same person?
You're a horrible human being.
No, I went to my mother. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's like,
of course.
No, I mean that this girl in particular, you.
Yeah, it was in the same moment. I couldn't finish because it was getting to
and
me.
And she was okay with that.
Yeah, so I mean, she powered through it.
I'm going to fucking
She's
throw
a fucking
she
really,
trooper.
Did she really like you? Like, did you break her heart?
Probably.
Because
no.
I don't think so.
No. No.
Because if she knew,
no.
She did
like me. I liked her first.
She had to be some and then dumb she broad like, for sure if she was going to.
There's so much more to this that we can't divulge on the air.
Yeah, I know the story.
She was already with someone.
What?
That's what you get. Cheaters never prosper.
At 19? Was this like a mom or something?
No. She was my age. No.
I'm so puzzled. What's so serious at 19 years old?
I don't know. Some people have serious relationships. I don't know. Trust me, there's a lot more to it. I'll tell you off the air. I have no problems talking about it. Just not doing it on the air.
I mean,
certain,
that's okay.
Certain I boundaries I won't say on when the mics are on. But,
word.
But yeah, it was brutal. But yeah, she, you know, I honestly felt during that time that I was being tortured to try to get what I wanted. And I felt like it was time for her to get tortured for me to get what I wanted.
Oh, so this is revenge.
It was at the same day. It was like the same morning. Like after I couldn't finish because I was inside of her, I made her blow me because I was tired of smelling her. So I said, you fucking smell it now. She probably thinks I have a smelly dick. She probably has no idea that it's all coming from her. You
now
know?
Suck my cock.
Really? Like she probably thought I had like the worst smelling dick in history. Meanwhile, it was covered in her cheese.
That has
nothing to do with me.
That's by far the worst experience I ever heard.
Let me tell you, the moment it was over, I went right to the shower and I was scrubbing. I was scrubbing like I was leaving a fucking nuclear reactor that was leaking.
Did she lay around?
She didn't stay much longer.
Okay.
She left shortly after.
At your doing or hitting around? Like, you know.
I got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
Yeah. There's the door.
Get the fuck out!
By the way, here's some baby wipes. Take the whole pack.
Jeez. You probably went in there with a hazmat suit.
You know what? I almost wish I had one. And I honestly, the condom probably is not even recyclable at this point because of the fucking radiation that was on it.
That condom disintegrated. It was just a rim. Yeah.
That's how bad it was. My dick smelled through the condom. Through the condom. It wasn't the smell of the spermicide inside the condom. It smelled like her twat. Like that's how fucking lethal and vile and morbidly disgusting that
vagina was.
Jeez. I mean, I've had some off-smelling.
That was the worst,
dude.
Have you
had ever, like, some off-smelling? I've never had anything.
They weren't
like
having their best day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I had that, too. And that really doesn't bother me, except for the one time. But I mean, that was because I drank a lot and I was already nauseous and I just got a real bad whiff out of nowhere and I just did one of these things and I almost threw up right on her vagina. I literally almost puked on her vagina. I was like, oh my God. I was like, get your shit together. Keep your shit together. Do not fucking throw up on this box. Or it's all over. I was trying so hard. The broom was spinning. I'm like, oh God.
So when you guys are doing this, is it like battle through to get what you want and then you're done with it? Like, because if it was that bad, I would just peace out.
What do you say? Your dick smells. I'm out.
Yeah,
I would. Missy, we all know you would say that.
If I was having sex with a dude and anything happened that I didn't like, I'd be like, no, stop, goodbye. Right. I feel like I wouldn't be sleeping with somebody. I couldn't say something like that to him, be like, yo, like, what were you doing with this today?
You know what's funny? I've told this story before, and you know, like, if there's a girl that I'm dating or, you know, my girlfriend now, if she hears this, she'll say, I don't smell, do I? I'm like, no. Like, everyone gets so uptight. Like, do I stink? No. Like, seriously, no.
You should be self-aware enough to know.
Yeah, exactly. And you would know by my reaction if you did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm sitting there and I'm treating it like it's the alien sucking on my face and I'm down there for a long period of time, obviously it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I couldn't take the smell, I'd have a snorkel or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't. So she's about to spit out her water. But, so I'm just like, you know. Don't worry about it. It was just that one, and that one time was the worst ever. I don't think I've ever smelled anything that bad. And then the other time was just like a bad day. I think it was just, you know, a lot of activity during the day. It, you know, shit happens.
Well, there's like chronic smell, and then there's like a situational thing.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. It was the
been at work all day.
Well, it was a long day. It was number one, but it was just before. Aunt Flo showed up.
Oh.
So it was it was like, you smell coins.
That was a quarter.
Rusty coins. I smell pennies. What is going on?
This is what we talk about. That's the kind of shit we talk about.
My vagina smells like flowers.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Missy just jumps in and volunteers the information. My vagina smells like flowers.
Sure smells great after a 12-hour workday. Coming from work at a jerk show.
Listen, I would never have a guy eat me out then. I would just have sex with him.
Right.
It's not that rude.
Missy's very considerate. Nah, you don't want to go down there. Had a rough day.
It's a little gamey today.
Yeah.
Not gamey. I feel like girls should be considerate. They should.
You're damn right you should.
So should guys, though, too. Yeah,
I agree with you. Well.
I'm not going to bang you fucking day outside. Yeah. You know, sweating.
Yeah, if I'm outside in 95 degree weather all day, I'm not going to plant my balls in your eye sockets until after I get a fucking shower. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
if you don't, then this is a lot about the kind of person you are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Like I'm not.
This is looking at you like you're fucking weird that you wouldn't. Fucking
what? I'm not going to give a girl a Roman helmet if I'm sweating all fucking day. I'll wait till I'm done showering, and then I'll do it.
I agree.
You know, here comes Gonzo. Or else it's going to be a bandit mask if I don't shower. Like, what happened? I look like Robin.
They'll actually smell like Arabian goggles.
Yeah, like, see, I'm actually very uptight about that, too. Like, I'm worried. I never want to smell. I always make sure, like, I'm clean and showered and everything. Like, I'm not into – yeah, I do that, too, yeah. I thought you were kissing the guns for a second. Like, what?
Like, what's that?
She's checking in on Apollo and Zeus. Like, what's up? Yeah, but I'm very like uptight about it because I don't want to. The last thing I need is to give a girl another reason to be turned off by me. So I try to cover my bases. Well, at least he smells good. I want to hear that when they walk away. Like, at least he smelled good.
Oh my God.
You know, yes, if I have to, I'll even rub my dick in Nutella or something.
Has that happened?
Is that hazelnut?
You want me to drag my shack across your face?
These days like this, I love this show.
I feel as though this happened before.
No, I never put my dick in Nutella.
I've never had Nutella.
No? Whip your balls out.
You want some hazelnuts?
Oh my God.
Oh, shit, that's so great.
My balls.
Oh, man, that's great.
So weird.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to gross anybody out.
Totally.
I'm just trying to be funny. I'm just trying to be funny.
You are funny. It was funny and disturbing and disgusting.
Well, yeah.
That's what we do here.
Disgusting, and I apologize for the sick stomachs I made today.
My head hurts.
Yeah, mine does too. It's all the Nutella jars.
Oh, fuck.
What is Nutella anyway?
It's hazelnut that spread. Yeah, it's a chocolate hazelnut spread. All the fucking coffee shops have it now. Like,
I love hazelnut. Man.
I can't stand
Nutella's
hazelnut.
The shit.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
I love Nutella. Ugh.
I don't like it.
What do you put it on? Is that like peanut butter? Is it that?
You put it on bread.
It's like, it looks like chocolate, but it's like chocolate hazelnut.
Mm. Yeah, they sell those little snack things where it comes with like the little breadsticks. Yeah, and dip it.
Mm. I like peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter is good.
Natural peanut butter.
That's really good.
Yeah.
If you go to the, what the fuck's it called? What's that? The Reading Terminal?
Oh, yeah.
There's an Amish counter there where they have a bunch of Amish shit, obviously. But they have a little machine there and they actually take peanuts, the fresh peanuts, and they put in the machine and they'll actually make
Whole
the peanut
butter. Oh, yeah. The Amish are the bomb.
They are. They're great at that kind of shit. Jesus. They're awesome. But butter, churning butter. They're good at everything. Yeah.
Holy crap.
You okay?
You guys
yeah, let's head out.
Oh, I was gonna say, you wanna cap it off with something before we head out?
Is
there a quick comment or question or anything?
I mean, I have a headache and I'm hungry. It's a weird combination right now. That's happening.
Headache and hungry.
Yeah.
Did you just have sex or something?
No. Still sex free.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was making a joke.
Yeah.
Is that I
sex
hear that
sex free.
Free sex where?
No, I'm still...
She's celibate.
Yeah, I haven't had sex.
Oh, me either.
This whole year.
What? Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. Someone do the smell test.
Tighten up. Chris, you're nearest.
Chris is like, I smell Nutella. I smell Nutella and Red Bull.
I'm not even going to look at Nutella the same.
You didn't even know what it was, and this is how we introduced you to it.
I mean, I know what the package looks like, but now I...
Hey, that's what they always say.
Oh, God.
Now in a dong tube.
Oh, God.
Oh, this was fun. I had fun. You coming back next week?
Maybe.
Yeah?
What's next week? What's next week's date?
The 17th or something.
I mean, if you can fit us in.
I'm going to have to pencil you guys in.
All right, guys. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening to Jersey Jerks. Don't forget to go to broadcast.com/Jersey Jerks and donate some monies. Give us all your money. Now, love you.
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.